This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Dungeon Builder's Harem, Book 2, Part 1. Chapter 1. Lord Shorvin read the report from the conflict at Astavin. Two dungeon builders, the vermin of the world, had fought near the village. Girls from it had been taken and abused by one, who had then been defeated by the other. And now this vile Leo had asserted his control over Astavin. He called himself their protector. That could not stand. The war against the dungeon builders was never ending. New ones always appeared, filling their dungeons with foul monster girls and terrorizing the world. A powerful one was rising in Lord Shorvin's territory. He could not let this stand. Messengers were dispatched to the capital of Myrasilla. A call for the best adventurers to come and wipe out the scourge. So while dungeon builders were never-ending, none of the individuals ruled forever. Eventually, a hero would arise who would slay the tyrant. This Leo would be no different. I was kissing my mother, reveling in this incestuous and taboo moment. I had brought her to this new world. Well, a copy of her. I had pulled her into this fantasy universe where I was a dungeon builder. Why was I here? No idea. Who brought me? Unclear. All I knew was I had a dream where a woman asked me to protect her. I agreed. That woman was the soul of the Void Crystal, whom I'd nicknamed Celine. Even now, she was a tiny figure watching me kissing my mother. Celine beamed, a motherly-looking woman with large breasts, tan skin, and black hair that flowed down her back. She had brought me to this world, but not even she had understood why she had done it. What the power was that caused me to be here? I used to be a college student. I lived with my mother and two sisters. I had friends, including Maya, the watery girl standing next to my mother and me, watching us share our incestuous kiss. "Can you protect me?" echoed in my mind. That was what Celine wanted. I wanted to know why I was here. What had brought me to this world and why? The questions burned inside of me more and more. It definitely had its perks. I now had my mother, my best friend, my little sister, and my favorite movie star here as my lovers. My companions linked to me through the Void Crystal, a hunk of black gemstone on a plinth that was the source of my powers. It hummed away as it absorbed mana from the AIR. It was great having a harem of monster girls who loved me and protected my dungeon. It was delicious engaging in all this passion and crossing taboo lines. But it came with a price. The people of this world feared me, thought me a monster. They had already sent some adventurers after me. I hated having to hurt them. I wanted to exist peacefully with the people of this world, but dungeon builders, other guys from my world, as near as I could tell, all caused problems. They attacked the regular people. The one I had fought this day, this asshole named Jindag, had captured girls from the village of Astavin to breed them as part of some scheme to have loyal followers. Or maybe he just wanted to have more women. He was a terrible person, forcing these girls into acts that would scar them. I had rescued them and killed Jindag. And I hoped that would help build trust with the people of Astavin. I would protect my neighbors from the dungeon builders. I would keep them safe. I would show the world that not all of us were monsters, even if we had a harem of sexy monster girls. My mother was a dryad. She both looked similar and different to how she did in the other world. Her breasts felt soft against my chest, like a normal pair of tits, but she wasn't human any longer. She had golden brown skin and leafy green hair instead of her usual black tresses. Her eyes had gone from hazel to green and her feet ended with root-like toes, dark brown and gnarled. But she was still gorgeous. Still a hot MILF. My dick throbbed against her. Having Garnet, my little sister, in my harem had shown me incest was delicious. Having my mother in my harem would make things so much more exciting. I broke the kiss with her, panting. Her boobs rubbed into my chest, boobs I had nursed from as a child. My hand stroked up and down her back. I grabbed her ass, squeezing her tight. She smiled at me, this look of motherly delight in her eyes. "My Leo," she moaned, her hand stroking my own back. "You've grown strong here."
"Yes, you have,"
Maya cooed. My best friend was a cute girl. She had been hanging around me since we were kids in grade school. She lived next door. She had crossed over as an undine, a creature made of water. She had the form of Maya, the heart-shaped face, the round breasts, and the big smile, but she had a liquid body. Dark blue in the center, fading to a light azure at the edges. Sometimes ripples washed over her as she moved, her naked breasts jiggling. She wore a naughty smile on her face, her blue hair swaying behind her instead of her normal brown.
"Look at you. Here we were, worried about you being in a coma, and you've been in this world having fun. Getting so strong, Leo."
My mother continued to purr. Her hand stroked down my back. "I've wanted to do this for so long. I knew it was wrong,
but I couldn't help it as you grew older. I was lonely, missing your father and... She fell to her knees before me while the shock that my mother had wanted to do incestuous acts with me rippled through my thoughts. Her boobs felt amazing caressing down my chest and stomach. She knelt before me, her green hair swaying behind her. She grabbed my cock in her golden brown hand and opened her mouth. She sucked my dick past her lips. I groaned as she nursed on me. Her hot lips sealed tight about my cock. Her suction felt amazing, my balls tightening. Mom! I groaned, then she bobbed her head. She worked her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled with frantic hunger, satiating a long-held lust. The incestuous rush of her nursing rippled through my body. My balls tightened. I groaned. The heat rushing through my body was incredible. My back arched, the pressure building and building in my nuts that I would have such a big cum. A mighty climax. I groaned as she sucked on my cock. She nursed on me with hunger, her lips sliding up and down my shaft. They were thick and plump, her mouth so warm and delicious. Mmm, look at you, mama's boy. Maya cooed as she pressed her watery body against me. She was warm and felt like a living waterbed. Her skin deformed more than it should and ripples like waves washed across the surface of her body. Her breasts rubbed into my arm as my Undine best friend leaned in and kissed me on my mouth. Her lips felt amazing on mine. I groaned, my hand sliding down her back to grab her bubbly ass. I squeezed her. I had known her all my life and never realized that she had been in love with me until now. I had been so eager to have a girl, a desperate virgin aching to finally make it with someone, and I had missed the obvious staring me in the face. Maya.my best friend. Always around. Always laughing and joking. I knew she was pretty in a sort of academic way, but I had never thought of her as hot. I had blinders on regarding her. But now those were stripped away as we kissed and my mother blew me. Mom worked her mouth up and down my cock. My fingers dug into Maya's rump. Our tongues danced together while the pressure in my balls swelled. The heat was delicious, an amazing pressure that would have me exploding. I would be firing my cum into her mouth. Just basting her with spurt after spurt of my jizz, the incestuous thrill raced through me. Maya broke the kiss and purred. How is it? Amazing. I groaned, glancing down at my mom's face. Her green hair rustled, her emerald eyes staring up at me with such passion in them. Damn, mom, you know how to suck cock, don't you? She winked at me and nursed, her fingers holding tight to my hips. I groaned, loving the pressure building and building in my nuts. This hot and enticing excitement that would have my cum firing into her mouth. I would pump her full of my salty seed. Just blast after blast of cum that would fire into her mouth. She knew it, too. Hungered for my forbidden seed. My mother wanted to gulp it all down. The pressure of her suction reached down to my balls. I groaned, loving every moment of it. My blood heated up while my nuts swelled in pressure. The ache at the tip of my dick sent throbbing delight down my cock. Especially when she stroked her tongue around my tip. Fuck, mom. I groaned. Goddamn, that's good. It's hot. Purred Maya. She pressed a hairless pussy against the outside of my thigh and humped against me. Ooh, this is very, very hot. You and your mother. I never thought I would get turned on seeing incest, but I am, Leo. It's sexy sharing you with her. Them. I can feel them. The others in your harem. Garnet and Lana Fullman. I groaned. They were my other two companions, the special monster girls I drew into this world. But I had others. Wait until you meet Halia. She's a kick-ass paladin from this world. Does she gobble your cock like your mother does? Maya moaned. Not like mom. I panted. But Jesus, my mom is sucking my dick like she's possessed. She wants my cum. Mom moaned around my cock in her complete agreement. Give it to her, Leo. Maya moaned, still humping against my leg. Just dump all that cum down her throat. Fire blast after blast of jizz. Ooh, yes, yes, you have to drown her. You have to have her guzzle down every wonderful drop of jizz that's in your balls. I will. I groaned, the pressure reaching towards that peak from my mother's naughty sucking. Damn, mom, that's incredible. What you're doing. Oh, yes, yes, that's amazing. You're going to make me come so hard. She moaned around my dick and nursed with more hunger. More enthusiasm. She sucked with passion that had my cock pulsing in her mouth. I shuddered, getting closer and closer to that titanic eruption. Maya kept humping against me, as flexing beneath my grip, her watery breasts rippling against my side. She licked at my ear. Nibbled on it. My sexy best friend and hot mother had me so excited. I loved that they were here in my harem. Fuck! I groaned, the pressure rising and rising. I had them in my harem because I had beaten Jindag and stolen his life and water runes. Yes! My cum erupted into my mother's hungry mouth. Incestuous bliss shot through my body. Ecstasy blazed across my mind as my mother gulped down spurt after spurt of my cum. The jizz splashed against the back of her throat while I shuddered. My moans echoed through my vault, the deepest part of my dungeon. Oh fuck, mom! I groaned. Flood her mouth, Leo! Moaned Maya, her pussy coating my thigh in her warm juices. The pleasure slammed into my mind with each blast. My balls unloaded my spunk for my mother to swallow. She moaned as she did, her cheeks hollowing as she gulped down load after load of my cum. She whimpered, her moans so delicious to hear. I sucked in a deep breath, my heart racing from the pleasure that she had delivered to me. I hit the pinnacle of ecstasy and fired that final blast of cum into my mother's hungry mouth. Oh, Leo, that looked like a good one. Maya moaned, her pussy rubbing on my thigh. Was it? Huh? Did you come hard in your mother's mouth?
Yes, I panted. Mom sucked up my cock and slid her mouth off with a wet plop. A satisfied smile spread over her lips, her big breasts swaying before her. She had brown nipples that beaded with something white. I blinked.
Are you lactating, Mom? I asked.
I am a dryad now, she said and leaned back, thrusting her breasts outward.
Of course I am. Dryads are nurturing creatures. We take care of our trees and our sons.
She grinned up at me.
And our lords. I love you, Leo, and once again I can nurse you. Fuck, I love this world.
I groaned as my knees buckled. Then Maya and I both fell to our knees onto the stone tiles. My dick bobbed, hard and throbbing. I grabbed my mother's right breast in my pale beige hand, contrasting with the golden brown richness of her skin. I leaned into my dried mommy's tit and latched onto her nipple, suckled, warm, rich, and sweet milk squirted into my mouth. It spilled over the roof and across my tongue, setting my taste buds alight. I gulped it down, savoring her motherly delight flowing down to my belly. My dick throbbed, still hard despite coming point one of the perks of having a void crystal feeding me power. Maya latched onto my mother's other nipple. My watery friend suckled with hunger. Mom moaned, her head arching. She held us both to her tits, her fingers gentle in my short, black hair. I closed my eyes and suckled again, the milk flowing.
Oh, yes, yes, moaned Mom. This is amazing. My son and Maya both suckling from me. Ooh, you two are so cute.
So wonderful.
So adorable. I always wanted you to date him, Maya. I hoped for it. And then I wanted to share you with him.
Damn, I had a naughty mom dad I kept nursing, my dick throbbing with the growing pressure in my balls. The warmth of her milk fed it. I suckled hard, gulping down every drop of her milk I could. I drank it all down. It was amazing.
Fantastic.
I loved it, Mom moaned as we nursed. Maya's wiggling hips brushed me. She squirmed, no doubt as excited as I was. My dryad mommy stroked her fingers through my hair. It was comforting and hot all at the same time. I loved it.
Oh yes, yes, Leo. She moaned.
Maya.
You two are making my pussy so wet. And I was already creaming myself after blowing you.
Maya popped her mouth off Mom's nipple to moan.
Don't worry, Mrs. Baldwin, we'll go down on you. We'll eat you out.
I groaned, shuddering. I wanted that. It was so hot to enjoy my mother that I loved incest. First I had brought my little sister, Garnet, to this world and now Mom.
What about Crystal?
She was my older sister. She didn't like me and yet was always provoking me by dressing as sluttily as possible then getting mad when I ogled her. Could I bring her into this world when I gained another rune? Have the entire family? Such depraved thoughts burned through my mind. I loved it. There were so many hot girls out there I wanted. Tara the barista, my teacher, Ms. Truino, Mrs. Lucina, the hot MILF who lived across the street, Hagane, the cute Japanese girl who was so quiet and reserved, Ollie Z, the head cheerleader at my school, Nina Naughty, my favorite porn star, even Morana, the goth girl, was sexy.As I gained power. I would pull more copies of the women I had the hots for into this world that I nursed with hunger at my mother's breast, my thoughts spilling down such wild and naughty avenues. I gulped down the breast milk with hunger. She moaned, her fingers tightening in my hair, her moans filling the air.
Leo!
Maya!
Yes, yes, drink my milk.
I drank that milk, but as I did, a hunger for something else grew in me. I had eaten a lot of pussies since coming to this world. Monster girl pussies and virgin twats. I had taken both Halia and Garnet's cherries. But my mother's pussy, that taboo hole that had birthed me, that would be a treat. I pulled my mouth off her nipple and groaned.
Mom, I have to eat your mom's pussy, Maya said, finishing for me.
She flashed me a wicked smile. Her eyes were white with blue irises. She was so fetching. I could even see her freckles, little specks of darker blue.
God, you know me too well.
She smiled at me and took my hand.
Your mother first. Then me. Enjoy mama's boy.
I kissed her, my tongue thrusting into her mouth. I tasted that creamy milk on her as my mother stretched out on her back. She spread her legs, her thick bush as green as her hair, her pussy lips peeking through the curls. I broke the kiss with Maya.
God, I love you. Come on, you're joining in.
She grinned.
I knew you wanted that.
Such a perv. I winked at her. Maya and I ducked our heads down. We nuzzled into my mother's pussy together, my best friend's rippling cheeks rubbing against mine. The scent of my mother's pussy rose in my nose, a delightful ambrosia that smelled of a flower's nectar. Heady and delicious. My mouth watered as Maya and I pressed into Mom's bush. Silky curls spilled over my mouth. My cock throbbed, rock hard and aching to be in my mother.
That would come.
I would get to enjoy that delight soon. For now, I wanted to feast. My lips reached my mother's twat, Maya right beside me. We licked together. Our tongues dragged side by side up my mother's slit. She gasped, her big boobs jiggling. She shuddered there, her face scrunching up. It was delicious to see. I loved the expression. How hot and sexy she was. The incestuous taste of her ambrosia soaked my mouth as good as her milk.
Leo!
She moaned.
Oh, my baby boy.
Yes. My tongue dug through her folds, licking, lapping, teasing her. I was so eager to make my mother come. She had raised me. I darted my tongue through her flesh. I savored the taste of her. The thrill. It was so hot to lick her. To feast on her I fluttered my tongue up and down her flesh. She tasted so good. Just amazing. It was utterly delicious. I plundered my tongue into her pussy. I plunged it over and over into her hot flesh. She groaned, her pussy squeezing about my tongue.
Oh, yes, yes,
she moaned. Oh, my Leo. My big boy has grown up. And my... Oh, Maya loving me with him. Mmm, you taste good, Mrs. Baldwin. My friend groaned. Like a beautiful flower in bloom.
Yes, Mom.
I groaned. God, I love you. Garnet's going to have so much fun with you, too. She's in the other room.
She's naughty. Is she?
Mom groaned. I have to see that end.
Leo.
She shuddered as I flicked my tongue against her clit. I grinned at the reaction. Garnet would love this. She savored incest. My little sister was wild and adorable. My dick throbbed thinking about her and our mother together. I slid my lips down and thrust my tongue into my mother's pussy. I swirled about in her. She gasped, her back arching. Her boobs jiggled. They quivered back and forth. It was such a delight to watch. I loved it. She had such big and lush mounds. It was almost hypnotic the way they jiggled. I groaned as I swirled my tongue around in her pussy, tasting her incestuous juices. I reveled in the taboo thrill of plundering the hole that had birthed me. The rush had my dick throbbing. Aching. I fluttered around in her while Maya sucked on her clit. Mom's moans echoed through the vault. Her gasps and shudders were so hot to hear. They reverberated through the room, echoing back and forth. I nibbled on her clit. I sucked hard on her with passion. She groaned, squeezing her thighs about our faces. She humped against me with passion. It was so sexy to experience. I loved every moment of thrusting my tongue into her depths and dancing around in her. I swirled about her, loving how she shuddered and groaned.
Leo!
She moaned, her voice so passionate. So sexy.
Oh, Leo, you're going to make me come.
Good. I growled. My dried mommy deserves to come and come and come.
Yes.
Maya moaned and nursed harder on my mother's clit. I thrust my tongue back into Mom's depths. I swirled around in her. I caressed her. Teased her. This wonderful flavor melted across my tongue. I savored the pleasure. It was amazing. I danced around in her, stirring her up. Her nectar soaked my taste buds. I loved the flavor of her. The passion. She whimpered and moaned. She scrunched up her face. It was incredible to suck on her. To love her. I thrust my tongue into her twat. I swirled around in her. I loved every moment of pumping away at her. It was perfect. I loved feasting on her. My tongue pumped in and out of her snatch. I plundered her with hunger. She groaned while Maya sucked. My mother's boobs jiggled. Her pussy clenched around my tongue. Her nectar grew hotter and hotter.
Leo!
She squealed, her pussy convulsing around my tongue.
Maya! Yes! Yes!
Her juices gushed out. I drank the incestuous passion of my naughty dried mommy. The wonderful cream spilled down my throat. I gulped it all down. I reveled in every drop of it. The thrill of drinking that cream suffused me. I groaned, my tongue dancing around in her pussy. I swirled about in her, teasing her. Loving her. She groaned, her passion echoing through the vault.
Oh, Leo, you made your mom come.
Celine cheered.
That's so hot.
It was hot. Maya and I licked up the cream that gushed out of her. Mom moaned and groaned. She shuddered, her back arching. It was so hot to drink her juices while my dick grew hotter and hotter. I had to be in her. I had to fuck my dried mommy.
Enjoy her, mama's boy. Purred Maya.
Chapter 2. I absolutely would enjoy my mother. My dick was throbbing hard as I rose. Pussy cream ran down my chin. Maya lifted up with me. She grabbed my cock with her watery grip. My undine stroked my cock, making me throb.
Damn.
I groaned.
I like this dream.
Maya said.
Dream?
You're in a coma. She said.
Isn't this a dream you're having?
But you're here.
You're the real Maya.
I said.
Or a copy. I mean, is Garnet in a coma?
No, but she sometimes has these naughty smiles like she feels you're happy. She once told me she dreamed she was your succubus. Maya smiled.
Is the real me in the real world dreaming about this hot threesome?
Maybe. I told her. She's happy because she knows a part of her is with a part of me. Maya's smile broadened.
I'm lucky to be that part.
She rubbed her thumb across the tip of my cock.
Now your mother needs your dick in her.
Mama's boy.
I'll show you a mama's boy.
I growled as she guided my cock into my mother's bush. Maya kissed me with nectar-soaked lips. Our tongues danced together as the tip of my cock pressed into my mother's bush. The silky hairs caressed my cock's tip. The pleasure radiated up my cock. A moment later, I felt my dried mommy's folds. Maya rubbed my cock up and down mom's labia. Their silky caress was exquisite. I groaned at it, savoring the touch of my mother's pussy on my dick. I felt her lips parting around my cock, inviting me in. Mom groaned out. I thrust my cock buried to the hilt in my mother. Her cunt lips spread around my cock. I groaned at that, sliding deeper and deeper into her twat. The pleasure of it burned around me. I groaned, savoring the pleasure of it. This amazing heat that swelled down my cock to my balls. I broke the kiss with Maya to moan.
Mom!
I know. She groaned.
Leo, my sexy son, I know.
I grinned down at her while Maya pulled away from us. She settled down beside us and started rubbing at her hairless pussy, masturbating herself. She didn't penetrate her pussy. She was a virgin, I realized. Damn, my third cherry. I leaned over my mother, planting my hands on either side of her. I stared down at her with hunger and thrust away at her. I buried my cock to the hilt in her again and again. It was amazing to feel the pussy that had birthed me around my cock.
Damn!
I moaned.
I know.
She purred. You're back in me, Leo. Her pussy squeezed about my dick with that wonderful pressure. I shuddered, savoring it. I pumped away at her. I slammed to the hilt in her, reveling in the incestuous thrill of our taboo passion. Her snatch squeezed about me. Massage me. I loved all my women, but this felt special. Amazing. This was my mother. I reveled in every thrust into my dried mommy's pussy. I savored the way her cunt squeezed about me. She held me tight. Her hot flesh gripped me. The bliss rushed through my body. I groaned, pumping away at her with powerful thrusts.
Yes, yes, yes.
I groaned. That's good. That's amazing.
Ooh, you're incredible. That's just perfect. So are you.
My mother shuddered, her big breasts heaving. Then her arm snaked up and grabbed me. She pulled me down to her.
Leo! Mom!
I smiled at her, and then kissed her. Her big boobs pressed into my chest as I settled my weight on her. I thrust away at her. I buried to the hilt in her incestuous twat again and again. My dried mommy whimpered into the kiss, her pussy holding me tight. I groaned into her lips, loving the way her pussy squeezed about me. It was delicious and exciting. Her snatch held me tight. She undulated her hips, using her thighs to stir her cunt around my thrusting cock. The pleasure was amazing.
That's so hot.
The masturbating Maya moaned.
Oh, Leo, that's so hot watching you and your mother. Oh, yes, yes.
I groaned, loving that my best friend was watching us. That made this so exciting. So hot and delicious. I groaned, thrusting harder into my mother's taboo cunt. I buried to the hilt in her with passion. Her pussy squeezed about my cock, massaging me, bringing me closer and closer to erupting. Closer and closer to spurting all that cum into her pussy. Maya's round breasts shuddered and rippled. Her azure body trembled as she watched us. She bit her lip and whimpered, rubbing at her hairless pussy while I drove my cock into my mother's incestuous depths. My mother's thighs held me tight. Her boobs rubbed into my chest. I kissed her with hunger as I buried my dick to the hilt in her again and again and again. I reveled in the bliss of it. In the passion of fucking her. It was incredible to enjoy. Just fantastic to love. I pumped away at her. I fucked her hard and fast. I buried to the hilt in her again and again. I loved how she moaned and groaned, how she clutched at me with her hot flesh. I shuddered as I drove into her. I fucked her with such passion. I plunged into her cunt again and again and again. Her fingernails raked my back. Her tongue danced with mine. Her pussy brought me closer and closer to coming. I broke the kiss.
Mom!
I know.
She moaned. I'm almost there. I'm so close to coming on your dick. Oh yes, yes, Leo. My strong son. My sexy boy. I'm going to explode. Make your mother come, Leo!
Maya moaned, her voice breathy. I buried into my mother's pussy. She gasped. Her cunt writhed around me. She bucked beneath me as her orgasm swept through her hot flesh. Her pussy rippled around me. She sucked at me with that hungry snatch. I reveled in it, drawing back. My balls tightened from her hungry suction. The urge to explode into my mother's depths, into the very hole that had birthed me, surged through me. I slammed to the hilt in her.
Mom!
Erupted. I fired spurt after spurt of my cum into her pussy. I basted her with my spunk. The pleasure slammed into my mind. The ecstasy burned through my thoughts. It was outstanding. Ecstatic. I loved it. My cum fired over and over from my dick. I pumped her full of my jizz. I basted her with every ounce of spunk that I had in my balls. I flooded my dried mommy with my cum. I hit that peak of pleasure, her pussy rippling around my cock. She milked me dry.
Oh, Leo.
She mewled, her breasts rubbing into my chest, so soft with her nipples hard and wet.
I love you, Leo. I love you, Mom.
Garnet's passionate cry echoed through the vault. The naughty succubus stared down at her big brother and her mother lying in an incestuous embrace. A thrill ran through Garnet. Her black hair, gathered in pigtails, swayed about her cute and mischievous face. Red horns peeked out of her hair at the top of her head, and a matching tail swished behind her, narrow and ending in that spade-like end seen on sexy demonettes. She had bat-like wings that fluttered and stood naked save for her thigh-high boots. Black, of course. Leo's younger sister was a petite girl. 18, with small breasts topped by pink nipples. A hairless pussy dripped with her juices. She rubbed her hands together with such mischievous joy as she watched the sight.
Oh, Garnet!
Maya moaned. She was all watery. That's so hot, thought Garnet as she watched Maya's liquid titties jiggle as she came.
Quay, heh heh.
Garnet laughed in her best anime villain impersonation.
I see you summoned our mother, big bro.
Garnet was so thrilled that he had made her into his succubus.
I love it. I want to eat your cum out of her. Oh my.
Maya said as she shuddered through her orgasm.
You got a tail, Garnet. And you got water boobies.
Garnet said back.
Quay, heh heh, they look hot. I want to smack them.
A smile played on Maya's lips. Garnet had always approved of Maya. She'd often thought, back in the boring real world, that since she couldn't love her big brother, it should be Maya. So she was thrilled that he had brought her in, but it was her mother that truly excited the deviant succubus. Her cute and adorable personality had been twisted into an obsession with kinky sex. She wiggled her hips, her tail swinging behind her as Leo rolled off of their mother. The sight of the dried version of her mommy made Garnet shiver. She licked her lips, her heart pounding in her chest. White cum leaked out of her mother's pussy, manning those green curls with all that yummy spunk. Garnet's most favorite treat in the world was her big brother's cum. Nothing made the succubus happier, and hornier, than gulping down his seed. Fresh from the source, licked off a pair of titties, or devoured out of a cunt, it didn't matter to her. She loved every way of devouring Leo's cum. Wings aflutter, she threw herself down between her mother's thighs while Leo went to Maya to have fun with her. Garnet wanted him to. Because then she could lick out his cum from Maya's pussy. What a wonderful day, thought the wicked, little succubus. We kicked ass, I protected my big brother, and now I get to lick his cum out of our mother's pussy. Garnet wasn't sure if this was the happiest moment of her life, but it had to rank in the top five easily. Smacking her lips, her red eyes gleaming with mischief, she buried her face down into her mother's bush. She licked the cum beating those curls, tasting the salty jizz and this wonderful nectar. Her wings fluttered. Ooh, mommy, being a dryad has given you a delicious pussy, hasn't it? Yes, it has. Her mother purred. She grabbed her daughter's horns in both hands and pulled the naughty succubus down into her bush to nuzzle at her twat. And I have all that delicious nectar, and your brother's come for you to lick out. You're the best. Squealed Garnet, her tail swishing back and forth. Her pussy dripped with cream as she licked and lapped at her mother's pussy. She fluttered her tongue up and down the dryad's slit, gathering up the mix of fluids. They melted across the naughty succubus's tongue. Her taste buds came alive with a mix of flavors that only made her happier. Her wings fluttered as she licked and lapped at her mother's cunt. She thrust her tongue in and swirled around, teasing her. She danced about in her mother's snatch, scooping out all her big brother's cum that she could. Her cunt clenched as she licked and lapped. The naughty succubus's wings fluttered. She moaned as she devoured her mother's cream pie. The dryad gasped, her big boobs jiggling and shaking. Garnet watched. You have such hot titties, mommy! She cooed. Quay, heh heh, they are gorgeous. Her mother burst into giggles. What? Garnet asked, feeling suddenly insecure, a blush spreading over her cheeks. That laugh is adorable. The dryad said. You're adorable, Garnet, honey. The succubus beamed at her mother then nuzzled back into the thick bush and licked at her mom's cum-filled twat. Garnet's tail lashed back and forth while her hips wiggled. Pussy cream ran down her thighs as she feasted on her mother's cunt. She lapped out her big brother's cum. She enjoyed every drop of his salty cream. It was a delicious passion. She drank down the mix of juices, some running down her chin. Silky pubic hair rubbed on her face. She reveled in the thick bush and the nectar-tasting twat. Garnet! Her mother moaned. Oh yes, yes, honey. Garnet's pussy clenched harder. The joy of feasting on her mother's cunt rushed through her. She savored every moment of this naughty act. Her tongue thrust deep into her mother's cunt, scooping out more of her brother's cum. Oh yes, yes, Garnet. You're going to make me cum. Of course I will! Garnet proclaimed. Quay, heh heh, I'm a succubus now, mommy. Yes, you are! Groaned her mother. The dryad clutched onto Garnet's horns. You're such a cute succubus, too! Joy surged through Garnet. She fluttered her tongue around in her mother's twat, but the taste of salty cum had all but vanished. The succubus had licked up all her big brother's seed. She groaned and flicked her tongue up to her mother's clit. She sucked on it. As the dryad moaned, the succubus's red wings fluttered. They flapped as she nursed on the bud. She massaged it with her lips and swirled her tongue around it. Every motion had the dryad shuddering. Moaning. Oh, Garnet! Whimpered the mother. Oh, that's good. What you're doing to me. That's amazing. Oh, yes, yes, you're going to make me come. That made Garnet so excited. She wanted to make her mother come. It would be so hot and delicious. Her wings fluttered. Her tail swished back and forth. She nursed with all her might on her mother's clit. Yes! Gasped the dryad, her voice throaty. Garnet! The dryad bucked, her pussy smearing across the succubus's face. Nectar gushed out into Garnet's hungry mouth. Her tail twitching, she drank down all that yummy cream she could. Her tongue fluttered out, licking at her mother's pussy. Oh, mommy! She moaned. Garnet! The milf groaned. Oh, Garnet, that was wonderful. You're so amazing. Garnet licked and lapped up her mother's cream while feeling so wonderful. Her body buzzed with the excitement, her pussy on fire. She blazed and knew she would have so much fun. She could hear her brother slamming into Maya, the pair groaning through their own orgasm. I'm going to have so much fun, thought Garnet as she lapped like a naughty kitten at her mother's pussy. Chapter 3. Maya shuddered, her pussy on fire. Her new body quivered. She felt so different. She had the same shape as Maya, but she didn't have bones. She hadn't realized just how aware she'd been of her bones until she was now missing them. Her body felt so free to move how she pleased. Of course, being in her girl form felt so natural and right to her, she wasn't sure she would ever change her shape. This was the form that Leo loved. Her best friend crawled to her. Behind him, Garnet had pounced on their mother, diving into the incestuous joy of eating his cum out of Mrs. Baldwin's pussy. Maya knew she would eat more pussy. Mrs. Baldwin's had been scrumptious, but she wanted Leo now, and he wanted her. You are gorgeous, Maya, he said. How did I never see this before? Blind as a bat, she said, a teasing smile on her lips. Mama's boy. He grinned back at her, his hands stroking her thighs as he settled between them. I'm not blind now. Maya quivered, her virgin pussy clenching. She was so ready for this. So ready to be finally taken by him. She had had a crush on him all their lives, and now she was finally his. She didn't mind sharing him at all. She knew he loved her. He was so much stronger than she remembered him. He'd gained a fit and muscled body in this world, but he still had that boyish smile. He wore his black hair a little longer, but still short and masculine. His dark eyes stared down at her while his cock thrust out hard and dripping in his mother's cream. It was a big cock, or so she thought. She, admittedly, had zero first-hand experience with him, but she felt he was hung. Her pussy certainly craved his girth. Her twat was so hot, almost boiling the rest of her body. Especially now as he moved in to deflower her. He loomed over her, his cock sliding along her inner thigh. He came closer and closer to her pussy, then he pressed against her. She shuddered, feeling his cock right against her virgin twat. He was hard and throbbing, ready to ram into her and take her virginity. She swallowed, so ready to welcome him in. She wanted to come on his dick. To have a mighty orgasm when he was in her. "I'm so ready for you, Leo." She moaned as his cock rubbed up and down her slit. He found her hymen. "Claim me. Haven't I already?" he asked, grinning at her. "Yes." She cupped his face with her liquid fingers. "Years ago. You just finally realized it. Bad sight." She smiled at him. "Do it." She caressed his cheeks, feeling his stubble. "Take me, Leo." He pushed against her hymen. Her membrane stretched. Then a flare of pain as his cock tore through her virginity and entered her pussy. She groaned as he gasped. His cock slid into her watery depths, stretching her out. She squeezed her cunt around his cock, loving the feel of him in her. Ripples of delight rolled over her skin and quivered her boobs. She groaned as she stared back up at him. He grinned back down at her, his hands stroking her body. He grabbed her round tits and squeezed them. "I never realized your tits were this big," he groaned. "Perfect handholds, Maya. And your cock is stretching me out," she moaned back. "Oh, Leo, this is perfect. Better than perfect. This is all my dreams come true. You know that?" He smiled at her. "I'm glad." He drew back. She gasped, her pussy clenching down on his cock. She loved that, having his cock in her. It was fantastic. She groaned and shuddered, her face scrunching up from the bliss of this moment. His dick was finally in her pussy. He stretched her out in just this amazing way as he plunged back into her. His hands squeezed her tits. He kneaded them as he pumped away at her pussy. He fucked in and out of her. He buried to the hilt in her again and again. He reamed her out. She groaned, loving it. Her pussy squeezed about his cock as he plunged away at her cunt. He fucked her with passion. He rammed into her with such skill. "Yes," she moaned. "Oh, Leo, I love you. Love you, Maya," he said. "I had to bring you here. I had to make you a part of this. I'm going to need you." "Of course." The Undine moaned, joy suffusing her watery body. She bucked up into his thrusts. He slammed into her hard and fast. He buried over and over into her snatch. She shuddered, savoring his girth. Her boobs jiggled in his hands. He squeezed them. Kneaded them. He drove his cock to the hilt in her again and again. Her pussy drank in the friction. It swelled this wonderful passion through her body. She groaned, her cunt squeezing down on his big dick. He fucked into her with harder and harder strokes, her deflowered pussy rejoicing. "Leo," she moaned. "Fuck, I know," he groaned, his fingers digging into her breasts. Her body rippled from the force of his impacts. Waves of delight washed through her flesh. She gasped, feeling stirred up by his dick burying into her twat. His balls smacked into her with heavy force. She shuddered beneath him. Her hands shot up and grabbed his neck. She yanked him down. His arms went beneath her, holding her as he kissed her. She melted into her best friend's lips. She kissed him back with hunger. Her cunt clenched down on him as he thrust into her. He fucked her hard. With passion. She squealed into the kiss, her orgasm building and building with his every thrust into her. The friction of his thrust heated her. She groaned, her pussy approaching a boil. He broke the kiss, snarling. "Fuck yes. Uh-huh," she moaned. "Oh yes, yes, Leo. I'm going to come." "Good," he growled, thrusting hard into her. "Let me feel that pussy going wild, Maya. Let me feel that cunt spasming around my dick." "Yes, Leo," she moaned, squeezing her snatch tight about him. He buried into her depths. She rose towards that orgasm, his cock churning up her pussy. Her entire body rippled from the force. She held him tight and stared into his dark eyes as he plowed his cock into her pussy. His pubic hair rubbed on her hairless twat. Her clit. She groaned, sparks flaring each time. Her body rippled from the impact. She shuddered, her pussy squeezing down on him. Her nipples throbbed against his body. Maya's liquid flesh quivered as she hurtled towards her first climax with Leo. Joy suffused her. "I'm finally united with him," she thought, so happy that he had summoned her to this world. "I love you, Leo Baldwin. I love you." He groaned and drove his cock deep into her pussy, his pubic bone grinding on her clit again. Maya burst with orgasmic bliss. Her Undine body rippled from the force of her climax. Literal waves of bliss washed through her body from her spasming pussy. Her watery flesh rippled from the delight. Stars burst across her vision as she trembled beneath the man she loved. He groaned, driving into her, her rippling body holding him tight. Her fingers dug into his back while she gasped and moaned, bucking beneath him. Her breasts rubbed into his chest. The pleasure washed over her mind. She didn't have a real brain, but she still had thoughts that drowned in ecstasy. "Leo. My beautiful Maya.
He groaned, driving his dick to the hilt in her.
Yes. His seed fired into her pussy. She gasped as she felt his cum pump into her liquid flesh.
This heat swept through her body. She bucked and shuddered on the ground, the pleasure washing over her body.
It slammed through her mind. His cum pumped over and over into her pussy, filling her up. She could taste the saltiness of it.
The wonderful flavor of his jizz filled her twat and diffused through her body.
She gasped and moaned beneath him, her cunt writhing and spasming about his cock.
God damn. He groaned out. It was incredible to her. Just an amazing delight for her to experience.
She moaned, her fingers digging into his back as she rippled through the bliss.
He growled and pumped the last of his cum into her.
She shuddered, her orgasm lifting her undulating body to the very peak of her bliss.
She hovered there and then she groaned, sinking into the panting delight of her orgasm.
He stroked her back.
He rubbed his nose into hers, staring into her eyes.
Maya smiled, her watery flesh suffused with euphoria.
I am so glad that you're here, he said.
This world is dangerous. Exciting and dangerous. I'm going to need your help so we can all survive.
She nodded.
You know you got it.
Maya!
Garnet called.
Leo's little sister crawled over, her lips dripping with her mother's pussy cream.
You have my big bros come in your pussy!
Maya couldn't help but smile at how adorable Garnet was with her red horns peeking out of her black hair, the pigtails swaying over her chin.
I do have Leo's come in my pussy. Do you want to lick it out of me?
It was a question that Maya had never thought she would ask in her entire life. And yet, she was glad. She wanted the naughty girl to lick her big brother's come out of her pussy. She knew it would be such a big deal for the girl. Garnet would have so much fun licking and lapping and feasting on Maya's pussy.
Well, I better get off of you before my little sister gets real naughty,
Leo said and slid out of Maya's embrace. She giggled and nodded. Halia was eager to find out what was going on in the other room. The sounds from the vault were enticing to those of them in the bedroom. Halia was the only human in the room. The rest were monster girls. The orgy was impressive. The wild hounds and the will-o-wisps abounded, but they weren't the only monster girls in here. Yusuku the Fomorian with her purple skin and large breasts, Pani the Naga with her serpentine body, Bagi the Rakshasa with her feline figure and naughty whiskers, and Lana Fullman the lightning sprite with her silvery skin and crackling hair. They were all beautiful and gorgeous. They all had made love to Halia as she waited on Leo to return from creating his new companions and monster girls. They had won a major victory today, ridding the world of a dangerous dungeon builder. A foul man named Jindag. He had kidnapped girls from Halia's village and taken them as broodmares to breed them and father his own children. He violated them. Damaged them. Halia had enjoyed taking the fight to him. She hadn't, however, expected to fall in love with a dungeon builder herself. She was the daughter of Anguin, the great adventurer who had slain many dangerous dungeon builders and looted their labyrinth. The sword she fought with was his blade, recovered after his death. She had grown up eager to be an adventurer herself. She had just gotten started on her career when she and two others had assaulted Lord Leo's domain. They had penetrated the dungeon with ease. Too easy. They didn't fight any monster girls but only dealt with traps. They had been young and inexperienced, thinking they had come across a new dungeon with little in the way of defenses. A chance to slay a builder before he could be a threat. Only Leo had wanted them to penetrate all the way to his sanctum. There, he'd waited with Lana, Garnet, and Yusuku, hoping to talk. To make peace. He claimed he was different. Halia and her companions hadn't cared. They just attacked. Leo captured her and had Garnet bamboozle the other two with sexual magic and lead them out of the dungeon to wander confused. Halia had soon learned she was the one who was at fault. That he truly was trying to talk and have peace. She had attacked him. When he fought to save Astavin, her village, against the satyrs and oozes attacking it, she had realized who Leo was. A good man put into the position of an enemy to the world. He didn't want to be. He wanted to be the world's friend. Would the world let him? Halia didn't know, but she had become a paladin of Sherida, goddess of light, and served Leo. She was his blade. And his lover.
Curious?
Lana Fullman asked. The lightning sprite came up beside Halia. Lana had silvery skin and bright blue eyes. Her golden hair sizzled with arcs of lightning that jumped between them. She had wings like a bat, but instead of the distal bones with skin stretched between them, she had lightning bolts with shimmering energy. She was a gorgeous woman, a movie star, whatever that meant.
Yes,
said Halia. Behind them, the other monster girls were lost in their sapphic orgy.
Very much so. Let's go meet them,
Lana said.
I can feel it. He created two more companions. Besides, Garnet's already in there.
Halia smiled.
Let us meet these new monster girls he has created.
Called, Lana said.
Companions are called from our world. Copied and placed here to serve him.
That hurt Halia's mind.
Other worlds?
How could there be another world than this one? She shook her head, her braid of black hair swinging down her back. She was a busty young woman, fit and athletic. Her large breasts quivered as she opened the door onto the vault and glanced inside. Lord Leo was crawling off a woman made entirely of water, her flesh deep azure fading to lighter, translucent blues on the edges of her. She had a huge smile on her lips. Garnet, her red wings fluttering, dove between her thighs to eat out her pussy. Another woman, a motherly and busty figure, rose. Halia recognized the dryad from the woman's golden brown skin and leaf green hair, plus the root-like quality of her feet and toes. She had a big smile on her lips.
Hello?
She said.
I'm Zoe Baldwin, Leo's mother.
Mother!
Gasped Halia. It is an honor to meet you. I am Halia, your son's paladin. I have sworn to fight and defend him. And love him, Lana said.
I'm Lana Fullman. Your son is my number one fan.
Oh, that's nice, Madame Baldwin said, her smile large.
What do you do?
Lana's wings fell. I'm a movie star. You know, Jane Dangerous.
Oh, those fun films my son likes?
Madame Baldwin asked.
How wonderful. I'm glad that he summoned you. He's a big fan.
My number one fan, Lana added.
Yes, you are,
Leo said and hugged her. He kissed Lana on the mouth.
So you're from this world, Halia?
Lord Leo's mother asked her.
Yes, the paladin said. Lord Leo spared my life when I attacked his dungeon and won me to his cause.
Halia blushed, her fair cheeks glowing.
He also won my heart.
Oh, that's wonderful, Madame Baldwin squealed. She threw her arms around Halia and pulled the busted young woman into an even larger set of breasts.
That's so amazing.
Leo's mother kissed Halia on the mouth. The human paladin quivered as she kissed the motherly dryad. Their lips sealed together. Halia gasped, her tongue dancing with the dryad's. Hands stroked down her rump and grabbed her ass, pulling her in tight. She hugged the dryad back. Halia savored the sweetness of Madame Baldwin's kiss, reveling in this wonderful moment. It was so exciting for her. She had so much fun kissing Leo's mother. Her nipples throbbed, rubbing into the dryad's fatter nubs. Madame Baldwin broke the kiss, leaving Halia panting.
You are affectionate.
Well, how many mothers get to make love to their son's girlfriend? Leo's mother had answered.
Not many,
Halia answered.
Mmm, and you are a sexy girl.
The dryad continued.
I see why my son spared you. He does have a thing for busted women.
Bella Lucina, who lives across the street, and his teacher, Ms. Trueno, and his older sister Crystal are just some of the busted women he drools over.
And you?
Halia asked.
Oh yes, he drooled over me too,
Madame Baldwin said. She giggled.
Why do you think I'm here?
Yep, said Leo.
I mean, after Garnet, I realized incest was something I could embrace. Won't be long before he has Crystal here.
Madame Baldwin whispered to her.
Halia Lana, the Undine getting so thoroughly eaten out by Garnet is my best friend, Maya.
Lord Leo said.
Hi.
The watery girl moaned, her body rippling with waves as she shuddered from Garnet's licking and lapping.
My daughter is an energetic girl, isn't she?
Asked Madame Baldwin.
Yes, Madame Baldwin,
Halia said.
And what about you?
The dryad asked. Something naughty appeared in her eyes.
Are you an energetic girl?
Fingers dipped into Halia's butt crack and stroked down to her asshole. They played with her naughty hole.
I tasted pussy on your mouth. There's an orgy of monster girls in the other room,
Halia answered.
I was quite active.
Of course you were, purred Madame Baldwin.
My son's desires have made us all bi, hasn't he?
Bi? Halia asked, confused.
Attracted both to him and to women.
Yes, Halia nodded.
I hadn't been interested in my sex, just the opposite gender. And now you want to lick my pussy?
The dryad arched a green eyebrow. Her emerald eyes sparkled.
I know I want to lick yours. We can 69.
Halia had heard that term now and nodded.
I would like that very much. You're his mother.
Madame Baldwin smiled and kissed Halia again. The hot passion shuddered through the paladin while the dryad's digit kept stroking her asshole. Tingles raced through Halia. They made her feel so wicked and naughty. Then the pair sank to the floor, their tongues dancing. They worked together as they went lower and lower, their boobs jiggling together. Halia was feeling so eager to make love to Lord Leo's mother. The delight washed through her body. Her pussy clenched, the excitement sweeping through her body. She became bolder. More aggressive. She grabbed Madame Baldwin's big boobs and squeezed them. She needed those tits, working her fingers into their bountiful flesh as their tongues danced. Kissing the motherly dryad, Halia pushed Madame Baldwin down onto her back. Halia felt Lord Leo watching them. That sent such a wave of delight through the naughty girl. Her black braid shifted on her back as she settled her weight on Madame Baldwin. She squeezed the dryad's tits, needing their softness.
Damn,
Lord Leo muttered that a finger thrust into Halia's asshole. She gasped at the wiggling intrusion. She kissed Madame Baldwin even harder. Their tongues danced together. She shuddered, grinding her furred muff into the dryad's thick bush. Madame Baldwin broke the kiss.
I want to lick your pussy. I want to make love to my son's girlfriend. Turn around on me.
Yes, Madame Baldwin, she moaned.
I want to lick out the hole that birthed Lord Leo.
Halia turned on top of the dryad. Their breasts slid away from the others. With dexterous motions, Halia was soon straddling Madame Baldwin's head and settling her furred muff on the dryad's mouth. Madame Baldwin grabbed Halia's rump, squeezing the muscular and perky ass with tight fingers. Then her tongue licked. Halia shuddered as she enjoyed having her pussy eaten out by Leo's mother. The human stared down at Madame Baldwin's green bush dripping with pussy cream, peeking through a thick labia that the naughty paladin wanted to lap at. The scent of nectar, that sweet perfume of flowers, filled Halia's nose.
Madame Baldwin!
She moaned and buried her face into that bush. The silky hairs slid over her mouth. Her lips nuzzled in and kissed at the hot pussy. She fluttered her tongue up and down those hot folds, licking at the pussy that had birthed Leo. It was so exciting to devour Madame Baldwin's nectar. Halia shuddered, her pussy getting devoured with equal affection. Madame Baldwin licked and lapped with hunger, sliding her tongue through Halia's folds. The tongue teased her nethers, brushing her clit and stroking her labia.
Delight rippled through her body. She wiggled her hips from side to side, smearing her hot cunt on the dryad's mouth. The pleasure spilled through Halia with Madame Baldwin's every lick and lap. The paladin moaned, her big boobs rubbing into Madame Baldwin's stomach.
Mm, Leo, your girlfriend has such a yummy pussy.
The dryad moaned.
Yes, she does, Mom.
Leo groaned.
Damn, this is so hot. My mother is eating out my sexy paladin. It is hot.
Moaned Halia, her tongue soaked in juices. She thrust it into Madame Baldwin's pussy, swirling around in her, teasing her. The motherly dryad moaned, her body trembling beneath Halia. Fingers bit into her rump, pulling her ass cheeks apart. Halia swirled her tongue around in Madame Baldwin's pussy, stirring up that delicious twat.
Look at that ass, Leo.
Moaned the dryad.
I know what you want. God, you are such a wicked mother.
Groaned Lord Leo.
Mm, fuck her ass.
Moaned Madame Baldwin.
Ram your cock into her asshole and pound her. Damn, you're the best mom.
Lord Leo exclaimed.
I know.
Madame Baldwin said, her fingers holding Halia's butt cheeks apart. The paladin shivered at the prospect of anal with Lord Leo. She had seen him fuck his other women in the ass and had been fingered back there. But now it was her turn to enjoy him in her last hole. She quivered as he fell to his knees and placed his cock against her asshole. He pushed on her asshole. Her anal ring resisted his wet cock. He must have pussy juices on him. Maya's pussy juices. The watery Undine's passion lubed Lord Leo's cock. Halia shuddered and moaned into Madame Baldwin's pussy as her son's cock spread open Halia's anal ring. She shuddered and moaned, her asshole widening open. Her toes curled. His dick pushed harder. That mighty member popped into her bowels. She squealed in delight, her face rubbing into Madame Baldwin's silky bush.
That's it, Leo.
The dryad moaned.
Damn, that's good.
Panted Lord Leo, his cock sliding deeper and deeper into Halia's asshole. The pleasure was so different from his cock in her pussy, but she enjoyed it. Loved it. She swirled her tongue through Madame Baldwin's pussy while savoring Lord Leo's cock sliding into her bowels. He reached deeper and deeper into her.
Fuck!
He groaned.
That's good, Halia.
It is.
She moaned, the heat melting through her asshole and down to her pussy.
It really, really is.
She quivered as he sank deeper and deeper into her bowels. It was incredible to enjoy. She trembled, her toes curling. She fluttered her tongue in fast circles in Madame Baldwin's pussy as Lord Leo bottomed out in her bowels. Halia had taken every inch of her lord's cock. A wave of heat washed through her, spilling joyful bliss across her mind. At the same moment, Madame Baldwin's tongue licked and lapped at the paladin's pussy. The motherly dryad feasted on her, made her toes curl. Lord Leo drew back his cock, her anal sheath clinging to him. She moaned and thrust her tongue as deep into Madame Baldwin's pussy as she could reach. The dryad returned the favor, penetrating Halia's twat and dancing around her silky flesh. The stimulation met the velvety friction blazing in her asshole. Lord Leo thrust back into her asshole, diving in faster. Her bowels relaxed, stretching to accommodate his virile passion. She quivered, savoring how great this felt. How amazing it was to be sodomized by the dungeon builder she loved.
Yes, yes, yes!
She groaned into Madame Baldwin's nectar-flavored pussy.
Mm, fuck her, Leo!
Madame Baldwin moaned.
Fuck her hard!
Yes!
Gasped Lana Fullman in the background.
Ooh, Maya, that tongue! I like that tongue in my pussy! I liked my tongue in her pussy!
Garnet cooed.
Quay, heh heh, finally licking big bros come out of your pussy! You're so kinky!
Maya moaned. Garnet's wings rustled with leathery passion. Halia savored Lord Leo's cock plundering her asshole. Every thrust. Every slam into her bowels sent such delight spilling through Halia's body. Her pussy clenched down on his mother's tongue dancing through her flesh. She groaned, her body shuddering from the wild delight of this moment. It was delicious. Amazing. It made her feel so wicked to take his cock in her asshole, while his mother lapped at her pussy. The pleasure spilled through Halia. Her big boobs rubbed into the dryad's stomach, nipples throbbing. Point one more delight.
Lord Leo!
She moaned, his crotch smacking into her ass cheeks.
Mm, yes, yes, Leo, honey, fuck your girlfriend.
Purred Madame Baldwin.
It's so hot watching your cock vanish into her asshole. And your balls, Mom!
Gasped Lord Leo.
Damn!
Halia loved it all. This was so much fun. She was glad that there was one good dungeon builder in this world. That he would stand up against the terrible despots that kept appearing to wreak havoc across her world. Why? Momentarily flitted through her mind. Then it was lost as Lord Leo slammed his dick to the hilt in her bowels. Her toes curled at the hot delight of his dick ramming into her bowels. She groaned, rubbing her face into Madame Baldwin's thick and silky bush. Halia's tongue lapped at the dryad's nectar-flavored slit, gathering up those flowery juices. Lord Leo grunted, his hand stroking her body as he drove his big dick into her over and over again. Her bowels melted around his cock. The heat spilled into her body. She shuddered, loving every moment of it. She savored that hard cock plunging into her over and over. It was incredible to enjoy. An amazing feast for her to experience. She shuddered, loving every moment of being ass-fucked by his dick. She groaned, savoring the delight of his cock burying into her over and over again. Madame Baldwin's tongue added the silky delight of licking Halia's pussy and brushing her clit. Then the motherly dryad sucked on her bud. Halia moaned, her bowels clenching down on Lord Leo's cock slamming into her flesh. She whimpered, her heart bursting with such passion. Her tongue found Madame Baldwin's clit, fluttering against that naughty pearl as the dryad sucked on her own.
Fuck! grunted Lord Leo.
That ass Halia. That ass is going to make me come.
Yes. Screamed through Halia's mind. His dick slammed into her bowels. The pleasure of it slammed into the delight of having her bud sucked on by Madame Baldwin. The pleasure burst through the paladin. Her pussy convulsed as her orgasm swept through her. She bucked as she came. Her pussy juices gushed out into the dryad's hungry mouth. Halia's bowels spasmed around Lord Leo's thrusting cock. She sucked hard on Madame Baldwin's clit, moaning the entire time. Stars burst across Halia's vision.
God damn!
Groaned Lord Leo.
Come in her asshole!
Moaned Madame Baldwin.
Oh yes, yes, she's climaxing hard. She's moaning around my clit. Oh Leo, honey, come in her.
I will!
He groaned.
Yes!
The dryad squealed. Her nectar gushed out of her pussy and bathed Halia's lips. She gulped it down as the waves of rapture washed out of her spasming twat. Her body shuddered atop Madame Baldwin's as her son kept fucking Halia hard. He slammed his dick to the hilt in her.
Shit, yes!
He grunted. His cum fired into Halia's asshole. She shuddered, the pleasure sweeping through her. His cum basted her bowels. He grunted as he unloaded in her, intensifying her orgasm. She lapped up the cream gushing out of Madame Baldwin while trembling through ecstasy. Halia shuddered, her hot flesh rippling and writhing beneath his cock. It was amazing to experience. An absolute joy. She trembled through the bliss as her bowels milked his dick dry. His mother lapped at Halia's pussy, gathering up the juices pouring out of her. It was such a wonderful moment for Halia. Her mind drowned in ecstasy as she milked out all his cum. She trembled there, never wanting this moment to end. But, as her orgasm died down, she knew she would have more. She was a part of the Dungeon Builder's harem. Chapter 4. Mrs. Zoe Baldwin felt amazing as Halia rolled off of her. She licked her lips, stained in the girl's tangy juices. She had never known she wanted to make love to women until this urge to enjoy her son's girlfriends had simmered in her as he'd matured. Now she could fully indulge in all those fantasies she'd had. There was no one in society to judge her for taking her son as a lover.
So,
Mrs. Baldwin purred as Halia rolled off of her.
I want to meet your other monster girls.
Sure, Mom,
Leo said. He held out his hand to her to help her stand. She took it, and, as he pulled her up.
So there's just the four companions? Me, Lana, Garnet, and Maya? That I've called,
he said, his dark eyes full of excitement. He had grown so strong in this world, his body fit and muscular. He had never been fat, but he had also never been athletic. It was so strange remembering him being in a coma, so helpless, while in this world he was so strong and capable.
But I've gained three from other dungeon builders that I, fought.
Fought?
He looked down.
Killed.
Her motherly heart burst with sympathy for her son at the guilt and pain that momentarily shadowed his face. She put her arm around him.
I'm sure you had no choice.
I had a choice,
he said.
But what they were doing.
Now his face hardened. Anger.
One attacked me and the other was taking girls to, oh.
A wave of hot anger flashed through Mrs. Baldwin.
Good. You think so? If he was doing that, then yes.
She smiled at her son and hugged him tighter.
You're a good boy. No, you're a man now.
You're a good man, Leo, and I know that you had a good reason.
He nodded and led her out of the room with the void crystal into his bedroom. Mrs. Baldwin blinked as she gazed out at the orgy. There were women everywhere. Most were split between two types. One group had slender members with black hair and dog-like tails, their skin pale compared to their midnight tresses. They had triangular ears that twitched and scampered around like hounds. The others were similar to Maya. Not made of water but roiling plasma. Hues of blue that swirled around almost like smoke made up their bodies. They had white hair that crackled and were as busted as Mrs. Baldwin herself.
Lord Leo!
One of the petite girls snarled as she scampered up. She knelt, smiling. Mrs. Baldwin saw the love and devotion in her eyes.
This is Nos, one of my wild hounds,
he said and scratched her between her ears. She shuddered in delight.
Nos, this is my mother,
he said.
Madame Baldwin,
said the wild hound. That must be this world's word for Mrs., thought the dryad.
It's a wonder to meet you,
Mrs. Baldwin said, glancing around the room. It was so small. There were bodies everywhere, writhing together, pinned against the walls. Girls ate each other, fingered each other, and even ground their pussies together.
Hi,
one of the busta girls made of roiling plasma said.
I'm Svisos, the first monster girl I made,
said Leo.
She's a will-o-wisp. I made them after summoning Lana to this world. Big sis Lana is so amazing,
said the will-o-wisp.
Me and my sisters love her. They're all sisters?
Asked Mrs. Baldwin.
Yep,
Leo answered. Then a snake girl slithered up. Mrs. Baldwin blinked at her. The snake girl had blue hair and a human torso, her skin pale. She had big breasts and curving hips, her pussy hairless and right before her snake tail started. The girl had no arms, which made her seem so slender and flexible.
I'm Pani,
she hissed with delight.
My naga,
said Leo with pride. He cupped her face and kissed her on the mouth. As he did, Nos nuzzled in and licked at Mrs. Baldwin's pussy. She shuddered at the wildhound's licking and lapping. It made her feel so naughty and sent this flutter of delight through her body. Her toes curled.
It is wonderful to meet you,
Pani said after breaking the kiss. She ducked her head in and kissed Mrs. Baldwin. She kissed the naga with affection.
She would love all of her son's girlfriends and monster girls. They were all sexy and cute. Especially Nose as the naughty wild hound licked and lapped at her pussy, sending delight rushing through her body. Her pussy clenched. Pani broke the kiss and slithered to the side as a purple-skinned and busted woman appeared. She looked human other than her skin tone. She had a big smile on her lips. Mrs. Baldwin shuddered, her body fluttering with pleasure.
"I've heard Leo talk about you, Mrs. Baldwin," the woman said. "I'm Yusuku, your son's Fomorian. I'm like his bodyguard. And she taught me to fight," added Leo.
"Thank you." Mrs. Baldwin moaned and then received a hot kiss, her pussy clenching around Nosa's tongue. When Yusuku stepped aside, a feline monster girl pounced up. She had a pale body with black, tiger-like stripes across her back and sides. Her round breasts quivered while her whiskers twitched. She had green, cat-like eyes and orange hair, her triangular ears twitching. A tiger tail swished behind her.
"My Rakshasa, Boggy," said Leo.
"Boggy, my mother.
Mrs. Baldwin."
Boggy purred and then licked the dryad's lips, tongue rough and exciting. "What must that feel like on my pussy?" Mrs. Baldwin thought, her life so changed by being summoned here.
"This is my bedroom," said Leo. "I share it with Garnet and Lana. And now I suppose you and Halia and Maya. The monster girls usually spend their time throughout the dungeon to be ready to guard it, but this is a special occasion. We're celebrating," Nose said.
"This bedroom is too small," gasped Mrs. Baldwin.
"For five people it's tiny, but for orgies, Leo. Your monster girls are all crammed together. They need something bigger. Lots of pillows and cushions. Some couches. You know, places for them to be comfortable while they make love. A nice, thick carpet, too."
"Okay, Mom," Leo said, sounding amused.
"My living room is beyond, with a hot spring bath on one side and the kitchen on the other."
"Kitchen?
Well, just for me and Halia. Monster girls, including yourself, are sustained by the void crystal. You can eat, but only for pleasure, not for sustenance."
"But I can cook,"
she moaned, that naughty Nose's tongue licking and lapping at her pussy.
"Yes, you can cook," he said.
That sent joy through the dryad. She could still mother her son. And now she had more tenets to mother. All these monster girls, including the wonderful numbers, a smile spread on Mrs. Baldwin's lips, her emerald eyes sparkling. She had a new body, with new abilities.
"Yes, yes, you're going to have to make this room bigger," she moaned. "And I'll have to inspect the kitchen. Make sure it's up to standards. It's medieval," he said. "You'll be cooking with fires. They're magical. I'm adaptable,"
she moaned, her hips undulating and grinding her furry muff on the naughty wild hound lapping at her.
"And where do we get food?" "Astavin Village. It's a half day to go there and come back."
"Uh-huh," she moaned.
"That's good. That's very good.
Yes, yes, Nose, you're going to make me come. She's a good girl,"
Leo said. Nose's black tail wagged back and forth with such furious joy. Her tongue fluttered against Mrs. Baldwin's clit. She closed her eyes, savoring this wonderful bliss. She had only masturbation to satisfy her after her husband, Leo's father, had passed away. Now her body was so alive and experiencing such pleasures. Things she had only imagined in the darkness of her bedroom.
"Oh, Leo, yes,"
Mrs. Baldwin moaned. He grinned at his mother, as she trembled. The pleasure swelled and swelled in her pussy. Nose suckled at her clit now, nursing with hunger. Mrs. Baldwin's large breasts swayed and heaved. They smacked into each other, as she shuddered through her bliss. She hurtled towards that naughty orgasm, her mind melting. Then she gasped and exploded in rapturous delight. Her pussy spasmed. Juices gushed out to bathe the naughty wildhound's licking mouth. Nose lapped up the cream, gathering up all the juices that flowed out of the dryad with hunger. Pleasure bathed Mrs. Baldwin's mind.
"Yes, yes, yes,"
she gasped.
"Oh, Nose, you're such a good girl,"
the wildhound moaned into her pussy. Mrs. Baldwin loved her licking. That fluttering tongue sent more waves of delight washing through her body and splashing through her thoughts. She trembled, hitting the peak of her orgasm. Oh yes, yes, she would be mothering her son and his harem. She would make sure they had everything they needed to be happy. A big smile spread on her lips as she descended into buzzing euphoria.
"Oh, Leo, I have to see the kitchen," she moaned.
I had lots and lots of notes on how to expand the base from my mother, but first, I had to make new monster girls. I returned to the vault alone, the hum of the black crystal filling the room. Celine perched on it. She smiled at me. I remembered how I had come here, getting struck by lightning, and making love to Celine. She had been full size then, and had embraced me. I stared down at Celine, seeing her perched there, looking so eager.
"You were much more queenly when we first met, and you pulled me to this world," I said.
"Did I?"
asked Celine. She frowned.
"Well, I do remember some of that. We were making love and then you came in me and then I was torn away and bonded to this crystal and you."
"Torn away?"
Something tickled my mind when she said that. Something Celine had said in her other form.
"You possess this piece of my soul."
A piece of the queen's soul. That had to be important. Did that mean that it wasn't truly Celine who had summoned me here, but a larger entity? That queenly figure. And all I had was a piece of her. Fujin, the one dungeon builder I met who had chatted, mentioned he had his own.
Celine.
Though he called her something different. Every dungeon builder did. But why were we summoned? It was a question that Celine did not have the answer to. She just knew what I needed to build a dungeon and make monster girls.
She did not know anything. Why was I here? To protect Celine. That was what I agreed to when I came in the queen. I stared down at Celine. I had to protect her. If anyone got to this crystal, it wouldn't just be her that died. I would. My monster girls would perish. My companions could serve the new dungeon builder depending on their feelings for me and what they felt about the builder that killed me. Yusuku, Pani, and Bagi had all become mine. None of them seemed too terribly impressed with their builder. But mine seemed to love me. No, they did love me. I couldn't see Garnet or Maya or Lana or especially Mom serving the guy who killed me.
So, what are we doing?
Celine asked.
You have new monster girls you can create.
I had gained two new glyphs. Water and life. I had also greatly increased my mana reserves by taking Jindag's power. He had failed to protect his Celine. I swallowed. I didn't like this. Why couldn't we get along? Because people were assholes.
Yeah, let's make some new monster girls.
I said and put my hands on the black crystal. Something like a menu in a video game blossomed in my mind. It appeared to be a way for me to sort through the abilities of the void crystal and utilize them. I went to the monster girls. I could make more wildhounds or will-o-wisps, or I could expand to make satyrs with my life rune and oozes and mermaids with my water. Jindag had started out with the life rune. When he killed a dungeon builder who owned the water rune, Jindag didn't keep the guy's companion, a mermaid. Instead, he used her to make mermaids as level 1 monster girls. There were 4 levels. It was based on how many mana veins your dungeon tapped into. I had 1. If I gained another, I could use more advanced magic and create stronger monster girls. At least, that's how I understood it.
Let's start with the satyrs,
I said, seeing them in my mind. They were goat-like monster girls and very horny. The ones Jindag had used to run around with strap-on dildos. I could see the first satyr in my thoughts. She had goat-like legs, shaggy at the calves and hooves but turning into lush and silky human thighs. She had a thick bush covering her pussy and large tits. Lactating tits, just like Mom. Her hair was a curly gray, not from age, but a sleeker and vibrant shade. Goat horns peeked out of her locks. She looked gorgeous. A name rose in my mind. Bakara. The void crystal hummed and then shadows flashed in the room and there she was. Bakara appeared in all her quivering, busted glory. She smiled at me in delight. Her tits heaved as she trotted forward, her hooves clopping on the stone floor.
Lord Leo, I love you!
Bakara moaned and threw her arms around my neck, knocking me back from the crystal. She struck me with such force, she pinned me to the wall and kissed me with hunger, her big boobs rubbing on my chest. I had more monster girls to make, but her tongue wiggled in my mouth. She made a throaty, goat-like ba as she did, her nipples wet.my dick burst with pleasure. I had to enjoy my first satyr. Chapter 5.
Lord Leo!
Bakara moaned as I suckled at her breast. Her warm milk spilled over my mouth. The delight splashed against the back of my throat. I gulped it down, the heat spilling through my body. It was incredible. My dick ached and throbbed, pulsing before me. I had her pinned to the wall now, both my hands holding her breasts. My right squeezed her left tit, the milk squirting against the back of my throat. She had a thicker cream than my mother's, but still delicious.
Yes, yes, Lord Leo!
Bakara bawled. Her throaty moans echoed through the room. Her hoof clopped on the ground as I suckled on her nipple.
Yes, yes, you are so amazing. I love you.
My dick throbbed. I ached to fuck her, but it was so much fun suckling at her tit and drinking her breast milk. I would make 6 of them. 6 sister satyrs all lactating. They would be such a wonderful addition to my harem. I suckled with hunger. I nursed on her with such passion. I feasted on her milk, wanting to swallow every mouthful that she had. I wanted to drink down every drop of her milk. She was such a sexy monster girl. Her hoof tapped on the floor fast, spasmodically. She shuddered, her fingers running through my hair. Her nipple squirted more milk. The warm treat filled my mouth and then spilled down my throat. I gulped it down with hunger. I savored every moment of drinking her milk. This was perfect. Just such a delicious treat. I squeezed my eyes shut, savoring every drop of her milk I guzzled down. I loved the flavor. The texture. The creamy delight of this moment. My tongue danced around her nipple. I stimulated her. Teased her. She moaned, her body shuddering as I nursed with hunger on her. I suckled with all my might on her wonderful nub. Her milk squirted into the back of my mouth.
Lord Leo!
She moaned.
Oh yes, yes, you're making my pussy so wet. You're so sexy, Lord Leo. Thank you for creating me.
I ripped my mouth off her nipple.
You're welcome.
I kissed her again. She moaned, tasting her milk on my lips. Her leg hooked around my waist. The fur of her calves rubbed on my ass, tickling me. My lips worked on hers, my dick throbbing against her cunt. I would fuck her hard. I would make her explode. It would be incredible. An amazing experience. My tongue danced around in her mouth. I caressed her. Teased her. My tongue danced around in her with such hunger. I teased her. Loved her. She kissed me back, her hands running up and down my back. Her fingernails scratched at me. She humped against me, her furry bush rubbing on my shaft. I could feel her wanting me to be in her. I wanted to be in her too, but I broke the kiss.
I have to awaken your sisters too. But what about me?
Moaned Bakara.
My pussy is so wet for you.
I thought about it, and then smiled.
Bend over by the void crystal.
I stepped back.
I'm going to fuck you and make your sisters.
Yes.
She squealed in delight. She trotted past me,
her hooves clopping on the ground. Then she bent over and wiggled her rump and gray-furred bush at me. She flashed me a youthful smile. She looked 18 or 19. A sexy and delicious monster girl. That I stepped up to her and pressed my cock into her bush. I shuddered as I sank into her furred muff. I groaned at how amazing she felt. My dick throbbed as I found the wet folds of her bush. Then the juicy folds of her lips. That I grinned and thrust my cock into her cunt.
Lord Leo! Bakara moaned.
Yes, yes, that's so good. Ooh, you make me feel so good. I love it! I grinned at her, so glad that I could give her this pleasure. My cock throbbed in her pussy's grip. Her hot cunt squeezed about me as I sank to the hilt in her depths. I bottomed out in her, loving the feel of her pillowy rump on my abdomen. I grabbed the void crystal, the menu opening up in my mind.
Fuck your cunt up and down my cock!
I groaned as I sank through the menu.
You're such a horny builder, Celine said and giggled.
Uh-huh. I groaned, feeling Bakara's hot and silky pussy sliding up and down my cock. My dick throbbed, the friction swelling the pressure in my balls. I found the satyrs again on the menu. Another one appeared, her features similar to Bakara's. Big tits, gray hair, horns. She had a naughtier smile, and the name scene rose in my mind. I loved it, and in a flash of black energy and an expenditure of the power stored in the crystal, she appeared.
Lord Leo. She bawled.
Ooh, I'm alive now. You made me.
Yay.
Seeing's big boobs heaved as she jumped up and down on her cloven hooves. They clopped as she did. She clapped her hands together while Bakara kept working her pussy up and down my cock. Her cunt squeezed about me.
Welcome to
Lord Leo's harem, sis. Moaned Bakara. I'm so glad to be here. Seeing exclaimed. Then she trotted past her sister Satyr to throw her arms around me and kiss me on the mouth. I groaned, keeping a firm grip on the void crystal as Seeing's tongue danced in my mouth. My balls drank in the heat melting down my cock. Bakara slammed her butt cheeks back into my crotch as she fucked herself up and down my cock, groaning from the pleasure. I created the next Satyr.
Havas burst into being.
I broke the kiss with Seeing and panting, gazed at Havas. She spun around and wiggled her rump at me like she was a stripper. Her butt cheeks jiggled and clapped together.
Lord Leo.
She squealed in delight.
Oh, I'm alive and yours. This is so amazing.
I'm going to protect you. I'm going to make you come. Bakara moaned.
Yes, you are.
I moaned as Bakara worked her cunt up and down my dick, my eyes locked on Havas as she shook that bubbly butt at me. The Satyr had a delicious rump, her ass cheeks clapping before me. Seeing rubbed her big breasts into my left side as she leaned in and nibbled on my ear. Her tongue slid wet over it, sending such delight through me. I groaned at the delight, my hands gripping the void crystal. I had to concentrate. Make three more Satyrs, but Havas's butt cheeks jiggled in such distracting ways. She threw a look over her shoulder, her youthful face beaming at me, gray strands spilling around her face. She popped her hips in such a naughty way. Ever starred in a rap video, Havas? I groaned, Bakara's pussy driving my dick wild.
Rap video?
She asked, her voice sounding puzzled.
What is that?
Never mind. I groaned. Just keep popping that ass like that.
Fuck.
Celine giggled.
You're getting distracted. Can you blame me?
I groaned, the ache building and building in my cock as Bakara worked her pussy up and down my dick.
I suppose you have a good reason.
Celine said. The motherly sprite winked at me as she sat on the void crystal. She idly masturbated her pussy. With a groan, I sank my consciousness back into the void crystal, savoring Bakara working her pussy up and down my dick. Seeing nibbled on my ear. Her tongue caressed wet and hot up my lobe, sending a hot shiver through my body. I groaned, my dick throbbing in Bakara's pussy as another name rose out of the void crystal.
Kerr.
A sultry and bust a Satyr to love me and fight for me. I hated that part of using my monster girls as my guards and army, but I needed them, and they loved me. They wanted to serve me. Fight for me. They were even willing to die for me. That was the worst part. I groaned as Kerr appeared to my right. She gasped and cupped her big boobs. She squeezed them and milk squirted out, splashing hot across my chest. Then she ducked in and licked up her cream off my flesh. I groaned at the feeling of her tongue, tingles racing down to my tightening balls and my cock buried in Bakara's pussy.
Lord Leo.
Kerr groaned and then kissed me on the mouth. She thrust her tongue past my lips. I savored the sweet flavor of her breast milk. Her tits rubbed into my right side. I groaned as I kissed her, Bakara's butt cheeks smacking into my crotch every time she humped back into my cock. Seeing kept licking my ear. She nibbled on my lobe. I groaned at the feel of two sets of large, soft tits rubbing on my chest as I kissed Kerr. Duda's name rose in my mind. Another Satyr to love. The void crystal hummed louder. Shadows flashed. Dud stood there, strong and proud. I broke the kiss with Kerr to see her by Havas, who still shook that booty.
Lord Leo.
She moaned, and then she glanced at Havas.
Ooh, that's hot.
Then she fell to her knees and licked her sister Satyr's pussy. All the Satyrs in the room were sisters. Why else did they all look so similar? Havas's butt cheeks clenched as her sister licked and lapped at that pussy. It was a stirring sight, my dick throbbing in Bakara's pussy.
Fuck yes.
I growled, my nuts tightening.
Lord Leo.
Bakara moaned. I'm going to come on your dick watching Dud lick Havas. Such a naughty Dud. Moaned Kerr. Isn't our sister wicked, Lord Leo?
Yes.
I groaned, my mind sinking into the void crystal, the ache swelling at the tip of my cock. Kerr licked at my right ear now, her tongue feeling so delicious. Seeing nibbled on my left.
My dick throbbed in Bakara's pussy.
Yes, she is. I know.
Did moaned. I love being wicked for you, Lord Leo.
Thank you for making us.
Yes. Havas moaned.
Ooh, sister, lick my pussy. Yes, yes, yes.
I created the last satyr sister. Ullo's name rose out of the darkness and spilled over my mind. I conjured her into existence. She appeared beside Havas facing me. She smiled at me and lifted her right boob to her mouth and suckled from herself. I groaned at the sight, my balls tightening. Then I erupted.
Fuck!
I fired blast after blast of my cum into Bakara's pussy. She gasped and slammed her cunt down my dick. Her pussy engulfed my cock and then spasmed. Her flesh rippled around me. She let out a throaty, goat-like moan. A buying sound of pleasure. The rapture slammed into my mind. Each explosion of cum into her pussy sent pleasure slamming into my thoughts. I clutched to the void crystal as the pleasure blazed through my body. Such bliss swept through me.
Lord Leo!
Moaned Seen.
Flood her naughty pussy, Lord Leo!
Kerr purred. They both nibbled on my ear as I savored the ecstasy that rushed through my body. I gasped, the pleasure blazing across my mind. It seared over my thoughts. Stars danced before my vision as Bakara's pussy milked my cock. Havas moaned too, getting her pussy devoured by Dud. The naughty satyr ate her sister satyr's cunt with hunger. I groaned as I hit the peak of my orgasm. I fired the last of my cum, my hands slipping from the void crystal.
Oh, Lord Leo!
Bakara moaned. She slid her pussy off my cock and fell to the floor on all fours. My jizz leaked out and matted her gray bush. Ullo suckled from herself, her eyes on me. She looked so sexy. Seen bad and fell to her knees. She grabbed Bakara's ass and then buried her face into her sister Satyr's cunt. She licked and lapped up my cum from Bakara's twat.
Oh, Lord Leo!
Moaned Kerr. She shifted on her hooves, the clopping sound filling the air.
Are you thirsty?
Yes. I groaned and turned. I pushed her against the wall. The vault wasn't that big of a room and latched onto her nipple. I suckled from my satyr with hunger, her creamy, warm milk splashing against the back of my throat. I gulped it down, reveling in the taste of her. My eyes squeezed shut as I loved the texture of her sweet milk. Bakara and Havas both moaned as their sister satyrs ate their pussies. Ullo trotted over, her nipple falling from her mouth.
Let me clean your cock, Lord Leo!
She moaned and fell to her knees. She grabbed my cock wet with her sister satyr's pussy cream.
Yum!
Her lips slid over the tip of my cock. I groaned and suckled harder from Kerr's tit. Ullo sucked those incestuous juices off my dick. The pleasure shot down to my balls. I groaned, loving the delights of my new satyrs. Ullo sucked with delicious hunger. She had her head tilted sideways, her lips sealed about my dick. Her tongue danced around my cock, sending pleasure to my balls. The naughty satyr nursed with her wild passion while I suckled from Kerr's tit.
Lord Leo!
Kerr moaned, her milk so thick and creamy.
Oh yes, yes, you're wonderful.
Amazing. I love you, Lord Leo.
Love you, Lord Leo!
Havas moaned.
And love you, Dud. Ooh, yes, yes, you're licking my pussy. You're so yummy.
Dud moaned.
Lord Leo, your cum is delicious in Bakara's pussy.
Moaned Seen. She's got her tongue licking so deep into my twat. Gasped Bakara. The throaty sound of her incestuous passion echoed through the room. I growled and suckled harder on Kerr's nipple. Her milk was such a treat to gulp down. My dick throbbed in her sister Satyr's mouth. Ullo rubbed my cock against the inside of her cheek as she nursed. I loved it, my balls tightening. My right hand slid down Kerr's body. I crossed her toned stomach, momentarily dipping into her navel. She giggled as I did that, her fingers sliding through my hair. I gulped down her milk as my fingers went lower and lower and lower. They slid into her bush.
Lord Leo!
Kerr whimpered as I found her pussy lips surrounded by her thick pubic hair. I rubbed at her hot flesh, sliding up and down her folds.
Oh, Lord Leo, I love you. Love you so much, Lord Leo!
Bakara gasped.
Yes.
Bowed Havas.
Love you and you, Dud.
I'm coming!
Her throaty moans echoed through the vault. The sound washed over me as I kept suckling from Kerr's nipple. I gulped down all that rich and creamy milk. It was such a treat to enjoy. I groaned, savoring every drop of her milk. My dick throbbed in Ullo's mouth. The satyr suckled with hunger, her moans humming around my dick. I fingered Kerr's twat, thrusting my middle and ring digits into her wet depths. Her throaty ba echoed through the room.
Lord Leo!
Kerr moaned, her cunt squeezing about my fingers.
Yes, yes, you're amazing. I love nursing you.
I want to nurse you, Lord Leo!
Dud moaned.
After I eat your pussy.
Havas purred, her voice thick with incestuous passion.
And your asshole.
I bet my sister Satyr has a tasty asshole.
I bet I do.
The sounds were so amazing. Bakara moaned as Seen kept feasting on her while Ullo made such sloppy sucking and slurping sounds as she worshipped my cock. My balls tightened from her suction and the warmth of Kerr's milk flowing down my throat. I thrust my fingers in and out of Kerr's pussy. Her cunt clenched to them. She held them tight, squeezing her sheath about them. Her juices soaked my palm. I ground the heel of my hand into her clit, her little bud peeking out of its hood. I popped my mouth off Kerr's nipple, the creamy taste of her milk lingering on my lips. Before I engulfed the other one, I growled.
Damn, Ullo. Suck my cock. I'm going to dump my cum into your mouth.
She squealed about the tip of my dick as I engulfed Kerr's other nipple and suckled. Fresh milk squirted into my mouth. I groaned. I could drown on this stuff.
It was wonderful. My dick throbbed and ached, although nursing with all her might on my cock. She was such a treat. I loved it, my dick throbbing and aching as the pressure mounted in me. I came closer and closer to coming. Closer and closer to spurting all my jizz into her mouth. I would have such a mighty burst of pleasure. It would be incredible. I loved my monster girls. I gulped down Kerr's breast milk, the moans of the other satyrs echoing through the room, their incestuous passion such a delight to hear.
Get that tongue in my asshole, Havas.
Moan did.
Oh yes, yes, sing.
Bakara bad.
That's it. That's... Yes.
She came on her sister satyr's mouth. The throaty moans echoed through the room. I squeezed my eyes shut and thrust my fingers deep into Kerr's pussy. She whimpered, her body shuddering. Her nipple shifted in my mouth. I ground the heel of my hand hard into her clit. I stared up at her face. Her gray hair framed her youthful features. Her golden eyes stared down at me with hunger. Her features twisted. She let out a throaty groan.
Lord Leo!
She squealed.
Yes.
Her milk squirted into my mouth as her pussy went wild around my digits. Juices gushed out, bathing my hand with her passion. I gulped down her milk, swallowing all that creamy delight as her body trembled.
Love you, Lord Leo!
She gasped. Ulo sucked hard at my dick. I groaned and relaxed into my orgasm. I fired spurt after spurt of my cum into her mouth. I basted her. She gulped me down. She swallowed all my spunk with such relish, moaning as she did it. I ripped my mouth off Kerr's nipple, milk filling my mouth. I shot my head up and kissed her hard on the mouth. I thrust her creamy delight past her lips, our tongues meeting. She hugged me to her big breasts as we shared her milk. Pleasure slammed through my mind as Ulo suckled out all my cum. My balls emptied into her throat. She whimpered and groaned as she drank it all down. It was such a fascinating delight. Such a wonder to enjoy. My mind loved it. I savored that delight. Pleasure rippled through my body. Ecstasy blazed in my mind. I hit the peak of my rapture and hovered there. It was such a treat. A wondrous delight to enjoy such passion.
Lord Leo, fuck me next.
Havas moaned.
No, no, me.
Sing moaned.
I want your cock in me, Lord Leo.
Gasped. I smiled. My monster girls were amazing. Chapter 6. I sent my six satyrs out of the vault with cum dripping from their various holes. They were quite the distracting girls. I shuddered from the pleasure, panting. My dick dripped with Duda's pussy juices, the air full of their tangy musk.
Have fun?
Celine asked, her smile bright.
What do you think?
I asked her, grinning.
That you enjoyed that thoroughly.
She said, a big smile on her lips.
I did.
I groaned.
I enjoyed that more than I thought. Fuck, that was great.
Uh-huh. She said, her eyes twinkling.
You looked like you were having an amazing time.
I was. I grabbed the void crystal.
So oozes or mermaids? Which should I create first?
Mm-mm-oozes, Celine said. They're like Maya but have tentacles. I chuckled and sank my mind into the interface. My water rune, made up of three cuneiform-like arrows which formed three chevrons with the middle one larger than the two flanking it. They looked like stylized waves. I accessed the two different types of level 1 water monster girls I could create. Views appeared in my mind. She was a blue, gelatinous woman. Whereas Maya appeared to be made of rippling water, the surface of a lake wrapped about her body, Views was made of jiggling jello. Her flesh rippled as she moved in the interface. She had large breasts and dark blue hair that had a plastic quality to it. A solid piece of hair, like on an action figure or something. Her tentacles came from her hair. Her face was so cute, too, adorable. Cicala rose in my mind. Her name was perfect. I conjured her and in a flash of shadows, she appeared to my right. She smiled at me, her boobs jiggling as she quivered in place. Her hair swayed impossibly, almost moving on its own.
Lord Leo,
she said, her voice breathy.
I'm alive!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I said then blinked as a tentacle broke off from her dark blue hair and surged down. Views wrapped her tentacle around my cock and stroked up and down me with it. Her grip was different from a hand and certainly wasn't a pussy or an asshole. The tentacle was warm and pumped up and down my dick as she wrapped more and more of her gelatinous flesh coiled around my dick.
Damn.
I groaned, feeling the loops of her tentacles caressing up and down my dick.
Just want to make you happy, Lord Leo.
She said.
You're doing that.
I groaned watching Sakala's boobs quiver. Celine cleared her throat.
Distracted. I'm 19.
I groaned.
Big tits are supposed to distract me. These big tits, Lord Leo?
Sakala asked, her fingers digging into them as her tentacle worked up and down my cock.
Yeah.
I groaned.
That's very distracting. Very naughty of you. You're such a wicked ooze.
She beamed at me. I concentrated, and her sister ooze rose in my mind. A new name whispered out of my soul. That was how the void crystal worked, words. They held power. Celine was the soul of the void crystal, and the soul of the word. Of creation itself. That was how you shaped the raw potential of this fantasy world's universe. Cicada flashed into appearance behind Cicala. I groaned at the sight of the new ooze grabbing Cicala's big tits. Cicada grinned and kneaded her sister ooze's boobs. Then her tentacles sprouted from her hair.
Lord Leo,
she said, sending one of her tentacles over Cicala's shoulder to caress over my chest. It felt nice stroking me. The other tentacle slid around Cicala's body into the tight slit of her hairless pussy.
The incestuous sight of one who's fucking her sister's cunt with the wiggling appendage had my dick throbbing in Sakala's grasp. She shuddered, her tentacle stroking my dick faster. Pleasure spilled down it as I watched the kinky sight. Cicada needed Sakala's boobs, squeezing those gelatinous mounds. I groaned at the sight, the sister's lips meeting in a taboo kiss over Sakala's shoulder. Damn! I muttered, my hands gripping the void crystal as I stared at them. They were so sexy. So silky and beautiful. I licked my lips, my heart pounding with this wild beat. I stared at them, struggling to focus that I had one more ooze to make. One more sexy girl with tentacles to conjure that I sucked in a deep breath, my heart hammering away in my chest. This was such a treat to watch. Such a delight to witness that and why dick throbbed in Sakala's grip. She worked up and down me. She stroked me while her sister ooze pumped that naughty tentacle in and out of her pussy. She moaned, breaking the kiss with Cicada. Pleasure spilled over Sakala's quivering face.
Oh, sister. Cicada moaned. Your tentacle is so deep in me.
And you're so delicious. Moaned Cicada. So warm and squishy.
Oh, Lord Leo, you have to feel what it's like in an ooze's pussy. Like yours?
I groaned, my cock throbbing.
Yes.
She squealed that I shuddered and focused on the void crystal. Just one more ooze. I shuddered, the pressure building and building in my nuts from that stroking tentacle. It felt amazing. I groaned as I concentrated. Filterra rose in my mind. A beautiful ooze with bountiful breasts and a playful smile. I couldn't believe how fast I was hurtling to my orgasm from Sakala's naughty stroking. My toes curled and I groaned as I hit that peak. Filterra appeared kneeling before me. Her mouth opened wide as I erupted. I groaned and fired my cum into her mouth. The ooze's stiff hair twitched as she drank my jizz. I must have conjured her to appear there unconsciously. The pleasure slammed through my mind as she moaned her delight. My cock twitched in Sakala's stroking grip. The next blast splashed over Filterra's face. I groaned, buffeted by the rapture firing from my dick. I painted the ooze's blue face with ropey cum. She quivered as I groaned, hitting the peak of my rapture.
Fuck!
I groaned. Lord Leo. She moaned in delight, her lips dripping in my cum.
Yummy! Yeah.
I nodded, panting. Sakala's tentacle unwrapped from my cock. I buzzed with delight as I released the void crystal, my mind drinking in the bliss of this moment. I panted while Filterra's tentacles started gathering up the spunk on her face and bringing it to her lips. She sucked my spunk off her tentacles, nursing on the naughty appendages. I watched in awe at the sight. It was impressive to witness. I groaned at it, my heart pounding hard and fast. The pleasure rippled through my body. Then Cicada, still fucking her tentacle in and out of the whimpering Sakala's pussy, flowed around her sister ooze, and I don't mean in one direction. She stretched her body over Sakala's, oozing around her, the substance of Sakala's body moving like a viscous liquid. And then she reformed in front of Sakala. Her big boobs bounced as she came together.
Lord Leo!
She moaned and thrust her leg out. It stretched to wrap around my hip, while her arm did the same to grab my neck. Then she pulled herself to me. I gasped as suddenly I had her in my embrace, supporting her weight. She had her legs wrapped about my waist and her arms around my neck. My cock was pinned between our stomachs, her flesh so soft and warm, like every bit of her was as pillowy as her tits, which were piled into my chest. She had hard nipples, though.
I love you, Lord Leo.
She moaned, her tentacles still fucking her sister Uza's pussy. Cicada kissed me. I groaned at the softness of her lips. Her tongue thrust into my mouth, so dexterous. I grabbed her rump, squeezing her. My cock throbbed against her stomach, aching to be in her pussy. I went to lift her so I could impale her down my shaft when suddenly her flesh engulfed my cock, flowing around my dick. I sank into her body, sliding through her warm flesh until my cock was wrapped up in the wetness of her pussy. The silky embrace of it. She squeezed about me, whimpering into the kiss. My body grabbed the ooze's rump hard, my fingers digging into her jello-like flesh. This was incredible. She didn't have to work her hips for her pussy to stimulate me. It rippled and moved in ways that felt like her cunt was sliding up and down my cock. I groaned at it, kissing her with passion, our tongues dancing.
Cicada!
Filterra gasped.
Oh, yes!
I broke the kiss and saw that two tentacles were extending from Cicada's hair. She fucked both her sister oozes with her tentacles. That was so hot. My dick throbbed in her pussy that rippled and massaged around me.
You wicked ooze!
I groaned.
Fucking your sister oozes! They have such juicy and hot pussies!
She moaned.
Like mine! God, yes!
I groaned. Her breasts rubbed into my chest as she quivered on me. Pleasure crossed her face. Her eyes squeezed shut. Her pussy worked faster on my cock while her legs shifted around my hips. She held me tight to her as that delicious cunt massaged my dick. The pressure in my balls swelled from the delight of my ooze. She rubbed her nose into mine, cooing and moaning. I needed her rump, loving the pillowy softness of her flesh. She was perfect in my arms. Wonderful. Then she pumped her hips. I gasped now. What had been delicious became incredible. My dick throbbed at the way her pussy sucked at me while rippling and writhing. My toes curled and my back arched.
Lord Leo!
She cooed.
Yes, yes, your dick is in me. You're going to give me all that yummy cum.
So yummy. Cicada moaned.
Yes, yes, flood Cicada!
Moaned Filterra. Then I can lick her clean.
Fuck!
I muttered, that delicious pussy working up and down my cock. My oozes were delicious. All my monster girls were.
I groaned, so glad I had my satyrs, will-o-wisps, wild hounds, and oozes. My dick throbbed, the pressure building and building as Cicada worked that cunt up and down my cock. She sucked at me, whimpering and moaning as she pleasured me. Her tentacles fucked her sister Ooze's pussies. Cicada and Filterra came together in incestuous passion. Their bodies pressed tight as Cicada's tentacles fucked both their twats. The two Ooze's kissed, hands stroking the other's body. Quivering breasts pressed tight. Damn. I groaned, watching their taboo kiss. Yes, yes, your cock is so amazing. Cicada moaned, drawing my attention back to her and her pussy. And so is your cunt. I groaned, my dick throbbing. The way you ripple about me. Damn, you Ooze's are amazing. Cicada's cunt clamped down hard as she squealed. I'm so glad to please you, Lord Leo. I groaned, my monster girl working her gelatinous pussy up and down my cock faster. She flexed her thighs and pumped her hips. The pleasure swelled in me. I came closer and closer to that explosive bliss. I would have such a huge orgasm. Just a mighty burst of pleasure that would explode out of me. It would be incredible. My balls tightened as Cicada worked her pussy faster. That silky, wet sheath massaged my dick. My crown throbbed, the pressure building there at the tip. Her sister Ooze's moaned behind her, both getting fucked by her tentacles. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I moaned. Damn, Cicada. I'm going to come. Come in her, Lord Leo. Gasped Filterra. Yes, yes. Cicada moaned. Oh, Cicada, your tentacles, your pussies. Squealed Cicada. Her eyes stared into mine, brimming with passion. And your cock, Lord Leo. Your spectacular cock. She slammed her cunt down my dick. The pleasure surged up it. I groaned at how great that felt. How amazing it was to have her cunt rippling and writhing around my dick. I shuddered, so ready for that burst of pleasure. Cicada impaled her cunt down my dick and gasped. Her pussy convulsed wildly now. Her entire body rippled. Her face scrunched up as I felt her orgasmic passion washing through her body. She groaned as her pussy spasmed around my dick. She sucked at me with such hunger that I savored every moment of it. Every last second of her cunt writhing around my dick. She sucked at me with that naughty cunt, bringing me closer and closer to erupting. To spurting all my cum into her pussy. Fuck. I groaned, as her pussy sucked at my dick. Oh fuck that cunt. That cunt is amazing. I erupted. I know. She moaned. That's so hot. That's incredible. Oh yes, yes, I love your dick. Your cum. I love you, Lord Leo. My jizz pumped into my Ooze's pussy. I groaned as spurt after spurt of my cum pumped into her cunt. The sparks dazzled across my mind. It was an amazing delight. My mind melted from it. I shuddered as her pussy worked out my jizz. Cicada. Gasped Cicada. Yes, yes, yes. Filterra moaned, the other two Ooze's coming on their sister's tentacles. I loved the sounds. They mixed with my own groans as I pumped Cicada full of my jizz. Stars burst across my vision as I pumped her full of all the cum that was in my balls. My chest rose and fell, my mind soaking in the rapture. Damn. I groaned. Lord Leo. Cooed the Ooze, then Cicada flowed off of me. Her pussy didn't slide off my cock, her flesh just spilled around it, teasing my shaft. Then she was standing before me with a big smile on her lips. I glanced down to see my white cum beating on her bald pussy lips and running down her thighs. Cum. Squealed Filterra. Lord Leo's cum. Cicala's and Filterra's tentacles grabbed Cicada. They yanked the Ooze I just fucked to the floor. In moments, Cicada and Filterra were licking and lapping at their sister Ooze's pussy, devouring the cream pie I left in it. Mermaids? Celine asked as I grabbed the void crystal. Mermaids. I said and sank my thoughts back into the crystal. Last of the monster girls I needed to create. Maze rose in my mind, a name whispered from the bust of mermaid that appeared. She was perched on nothing, like she sat on a rock as dark as the blackness around her. Purple hair spilled around her playful face, matching the wet gleam of her scales. She was a fish from the bottom down. Her pussy appeared as a slit in her scales, pink and wet and inviting. Gills adorned her neck, delicate slits that were almost invisible. In a flash of shadows, I summoned her. She sat on her folded tail before me, her entire body glistening. It wasn't quite wet. It was a sultry oil that smelled sweet. She gripped my hips with her slippery hands. Lord Leo. She breathed, her purple eyes staring up at me. Then she opened her mouth and sucked my cock and I groaned as my mermaid nursed on my dick. Maze had a hungry mouth that felt incredible. I gripped the void crystal and searched for the next one, the moans of the Ooze's echoing through the vault. Chapter 7. I had three mermaid sisters perched before me. Maze was in the middle, her purple scales looking so delightful besides blue Skeela and green Pawnee. The three mermaids were all busted and had playful smiles, their faces dripping in my cum. Skeela's and Pawnee's hair matched their scales. Their gills fluttered. They could breathe air, too. They must also have lungs. Lord Leo. Moaned Skeela, her tongue flicking up the cum on her face. Such a salty treat. You honor us, Lord Leo. Pawnee moaned. Yes, yes, yes. Moaned Filterra as she shuddered in the midst of her sister Ooze's. The three of them were writhing in lesbian incest. I am thrilled to have you. I said to the mermaids. Going to be a special room just for you three to live in. Full of warm water for you to swim in. Will you join us? Asked Pawnee. Yes, yes, will you? Maze groaned, her big boobs quivering. Of course. I said. to swim with mermaids.
Fuck, that would be awesome.
They all preened. But I have to start expanding the base, I said. My mother's notes on the living areas were running through my mind. But I also needed to make the labyrinth larger and more dangerous. I had life and water traps to add to the lightning and darkness hazards I already had. I used darkness to cloak rooms, making them lightless or to hide doors, like the one that led to my throne room, living quarters, and then the vault itself. That last spot was the most important part of my dungeon. I had sworn to protect Selene, and by doing so, I protected all of my women. I grabbed the void crystal and sank my awareness into the stone, my thoughts merging into the layout of the dungeon. It was all one floor right now. There was a maze at the beginning, a room with lightning pillars that zapped intruders, a false treasure room to act as a decoy, and pit traps and other hazards scattered around. My dungeon was in a mountain. The exit was onto a small valley. I had formed a natural-looking cave that the door was hidden inside. The hope was everyone wouldn't think there was anything special. I had another cave with a donkey in it to pull the cart to go to Astavin and get supplies every few weeks. I couldn't make food. I could make clothes and furniture, but not food. Well, I had a mountain. I had stone above and below. But the idea of going lower didn't appeal to me. In the future, I suppose, I could make it so adventurers had to go down then explore lower levels before coming back up to where I live. Put all the real estate I could between me and them. I began designing it. I raised the living quarters, my throne room, the vault, and the guard room where Yusuku was stationed, the last obstacle before reaching my throne room, up one level. I added stairs that connected to the labyrinth. My mind worked through ideas. Having life and water runes added more possibilities. I expanded the initial labyrinth, adding more twists and turns. It was in these hallways that my will-o-wisps and wild hounds patrolled. They could rush to each other's aid and fight the intruders in the narrow confines. I added the satyrs to the area, moving them as I edited the dungeon. Everyone in it, Halia included, were bound to the void crystal. I could move them around, clothe them if I wanted, and shape the environment. If any foreign intruders entered, I lost the ability to modify my domain. No reshaping my dungeon to counterattack enemy attacks. Besides the room with the lightning pillars and the room entirely shrouded in darkness and studded with pit traps, I added several large rooms. One for the mermaids and oozes. A large water room for them to swim around in. There would be a switch on the floor of the pool that would raise a bridge to let you cross it. My mermaids could flip it for me when I needed to leave, but enemies would have to dive into the water and face them and the oozes. I admit I was ripping off Jindag's dungeon. But the idea was sound. I made another room that was thick with plants. Vines dangled down from the ceiling to grab and immobilize the enemies. To tangle them up and yes, to strangle them to death. I hated it, but adventurers were very belligerent and intolerant of dungeon builders. I had tried to talk with Halia and her party, and they just attacked. I couldn't spare adventurers forever. They would keep coming and coming. I had to defend myself until I proved to the world I was on their side. I would do that by protecting Astavin village and the surrounding areas. I would take on other dungeon builders who were evil and threatening the lives of those nearby. I would show the people of this world I could be their ally. I added one more large room that had a deep pit with a narrow bridge. Water cannons would fire at the people crossing to knock them off into a lethal plunge. I swallowed as I built that one, but there were true threats out there. I had my little sister, Mom, and Maya to worry about. Plus Lana Fullman and Halia. And even the other monster girls, even the ones I created. They were all dependent on me. I added more detours that led to fake treasures or lethal traps, scattered vines around the dungeon to grab intruders in the corridors, and lined parts of the ceiling with scalding water to drop on enemies. I steeled myself up. The people these would hurt would be trying to kill my family. I had every right to defend myself. We deserve to live, too. I hid the door to my throne room off the mermaid room behind darkness. I decided to make it so that the bridge led to one door, but there was a second switch that would rotate the bridge so it could reach my throne room. Hopefully, adventurers wouldn't figure that out and just wander lost in my labyrinth. Plus, it meant the mermaid pool was close at hand. I expanded the guard room. Bagi and Pani would live with Yusuku in there, so I created them a bedroom and gave them some comforts. Though monster girls could just stay happily in one place for days on end, these three used to be humans. I didn't change my throne room, but I expanded the bedroom and living space. Here I would live with Halia, my mother, little sister, Maya, and Lana Fullman. I made the bed impossibly huge with lots of pillows. The hot spring bath was expanded to fit every denizen of my dungeon. The kitchen was upgraded to my mother's specifications and stocked with all the cooking implements I had access to. My dungeon felt huge as I finished it. I had doubled its size. It was a sprawling fortress now populated with my defenders and family. I released the void crystal. I had moved this room upward, and yet I hadn't felt it. I turned around and opened the door onto my bedroom. The large bed was there with the vaulted ceiling. Wool rugs covered the floor with various geometric patterns and tapestries covered the walls to hide the stone.
"Much better," Mom said, nodding in approval. Her arms were folded beneath her big boobs.
"Such a huge bed, big bro,"
Garnet shouted. With a flap of her bat-like wings, she launched herself into the air, and then landed on it on her knees. Her pigtails swayed and little titties quivered.
"Quay heh heh, planning to have large orgies on it."
"Of course,"
I told my little sister.
"Isn't he a perv?"
Maya moaned. She slid her watery body onto the bed and hugged a pillow to her tits.
"Ooh, that's soft."
"Yes, it is,"
Lana said. She sank onto the bed and stretched out on her back.
"Mmm, a much more comfortable mattress. I had access to some new materials,"
I said, shrugging.
More power to expand on the decor.
And the kitchen?
Mom asked.
Fully stocked with everything you wanted.
Well, I have to get started.
She glanced over at Garnet bouncing on the bed.
Young lady, it's time you learn how to cook.
Garnet stopped bouncing.
Cook?
I'm a succubus.
I just need to look sexy for my big brother.
And since you mastered that, it's time to do something else that's sexy for him.
A smile spread on Mom's lips.
If you didn't know, guys find it sexy when you cook for them. Even making them a simple sandwich can please them.
And if I'm only wearing an apron when I do it?
Asked Garnet, her eyes bright.
Why, he'll really be pleased and might just eat you first and save the sandwich for later. Let's learn to cook.
Garnet squealed and crawled off the bed. She darted after our mother. I smiled as she scampered off, her tail swinging behind her.
Maybe I should learn to cook too.
Aliyah said, giving an anxious look.
Go, go.
I told her and gave her a wink.
Learn everything you can.
The paladin blushed and whirled around, her braid of black hair flying behind her as she hurried after my mom and little sister. I couldn't help but smile at that as I sank onto the bed and leaned back.
It has been a long day.
I said, sleep falling on me.
Yeah.
Maya said.
You fought Jindag and fucked every monster girl you created today. I only came on the mermaid's faces.
I said, my eyes closing.
Poor you.
Maya said with a playful, if mocking tone.
Having to satiate all those horny satyrs and naughty oozes. And come on those cute mermaid's faces.
Added Lana.
The sacrifices I made for being a dungeon builder.
I said.
Having a harem of sexy monster girls takes a lot of work.
Yes, it does.
Purred Maya. She cuddled up against my right side, her body rippling in such a wonderful way. She rested her head on my shoulder.
Mmm, get some sleep. We'll all be here in the morning, horny and ready to fuck.
You've earned it.
Lana Fullman moaned.
Mmm, Leo, you were amazing today.
So were you.
I muttered, sleep pulling harder on me. I felt Lana's electrified body cuddle into my other side as exhaustion pulled me down. I still had to master the new magics I'd gained with my life and water runes. I had a taste of them fighting Jindag. I had so much to do, but I slipped into dreams. I was back in Miss Trueno's class. Hagen sat beside me. The Japanese girl kept staring at me, her glasses shiny like polished steel. Maya was sitting a few rows ahead, mad at me about something, but I couldn't remember what. Nina Naughty, my favorite porn star, was sitting on the other side of me, masturbating away, her big titties jiggling. I blinked at that. Was she supposed to be here? She couldn't be a college student. Her big, fake titties jiggled as she moaned, her bleach blonde hair swaying about her shoulders.
Yes, yes, yes!
She groaned, driving a thick dildo into her pussy.
Summon me, Lord Leo. But what about me?
Ms. Trueno purred. The Hispanic professor unbuttoned the front of her blouse. Her large tits appeared. She wasn't wearing a bra. Her brown skin looked so delicious.
I would have made a sexy dryad.
She would have.
Hagen said.
I could have made an adorable succubus.
Imagine Garnet but with glasses.
And what about me?
Mrs. Lucina groaned. The married woman who lived across from my house sat on my desk, wearing the tight tank top she liked to wear while gardening.
Imagine me just glowing so bright. You are such a freak.
Hissed Morana. The goth girl was behind me.
I would have made an awesome succubus. I would whip your ass up and down your dungeon. Get you in shape. Why have a girl when you could have a woman?
Moaned Mrs. Lucina.
Or a porn star who knows how to fuck.
Nina Naughty crooned.
Lord Leo.
Gasped Alizi, the head cheerleader. The blonde girl stood under a vent that blew up her pleated skirts like she was Marilyn Monroe. And she wore absolutely nothing underneath, her shaved pussy dripping with cream.
Coffee?
Asked Tara. The barista thrust a cup at me, her naked tits jiggling.
You need a good pick-me-up. Should have summoned me. I would have been perfect in your harem.
Yeah.
I groaned.
Sorry.
She shrugged and then took back the cup and dumped the brown liquid over her large tits. It spilled over her breasts, staining them like the earth. She moaned, her boobs jiggling, the coffee running hot down to her bush.
I take it back. Said Morana.
I don't want to be a succubus.
Make me something cooler.
Something dark and depressing and sexy.
I'll try.
I promised.
But I have to kill other dungeon builders and...
I swallowed as I glanced over at Jindag and Thunzi. They were both leaning against the wall, legs spread out before them, bodies slumped in death. Their blood spilled down their chests while their empty eyes stared at me, accusing me that I ripped my gaze away from them to glowing Mrs. Lucina, her hands squeezing her now naked tits. I wanted to enjoy them, but those eyes. They were on my back. They were pressing down at me, squishing me like a bug, then they screeched. A piercing alarm that echoed through my dream. The corpses screamed their rage at me. I had stolen their lives. I had taken away everything that they could have been. Death was so final. The end to everything. The sound slammed into my ears. It assaulted them. I shook at the pressure of it. Their hands grabbed me. Corpse cold and squeezing me. They were dragging me from the waiting women. All of the ladies were reaching out to me.
Lord Leo.
They called.
Don't leave us, Lord Leo.
But the dead hands were dragging me down and down, the screeching tearing at my thoughts.
I screamed and bolted up to Maya clutching me.
The alarm rang through the room. I blinked at the sound.
Lana Fullman was already up.
Garnet burst into the bedroom, her wings quivering. She wore a white apron over her naked form.
Fuck.
I muttered.
The dungeon was under attack. This story is continued in the next part. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.